high school football action is on Platte River Radio.
Plazakets 98.9 Sports presents high school football.
First and 10 at their own 20. And they're going to throw the football. Point looking down the left side. Got a man, and it's intercepted, underthrown. Stars have it. Open sideline. 15, 10, and push out of bounds. He's going to be Brian Hoosman. Another pick for Hoosman.
This afternoon, the Class C2 state playoffs continue at Miles Field as the Kearney Catholic Stars welcome in the unbeaten Crofton Warriors. High school football on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
There goes spread formation here, and Aplich will turn and hand it off to Colton Dorf. Breaks the tackle, 40, 45, secondary 50. Off the left side, 45, 40. Fitzgerald makes the block. Colton Dorf, first play, second half, end zone, 65 yards.
Kearney Catholic has won 9 straight, and a 10th would advance them to their first semifinal in school history. Crofton brings the state's leading rusher and has rolled every opponent by at least 22 points. It's the Warriors and the Stars coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Miles Field in Kearney with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Miles Field in Kearney. It's time for the state quarterfinals in the Class C2 Nebraska High School playoffs as we are ready for the Kearney Catholic Stars and the Warriors of Crofton. And that's exactly what they are, Warriors. They do it on the ground. They power you. They run you. They run you. Then they run you some more. And they most likely have the best running back outside of Class A, maybe even best in Class B and C. I mean, this is a kid in Tom Pites who is the real deal, averaging 197 yards per game on the ground, which is more than any other running back in any other class in the state of Nebraska. Doug Duda along with Tony Davis and our producer-engineer Stacy Johns here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We are the first football game in the state to get going today as we kick off at the top of the hour. And Tony, Kearney Catholic, a win today puts them farther than they've ever been in the state football playoffs. They made it into the quarterfinals back in 2004 with the Blake Cover quarterback-led team that went over to Boone Central in Albion, an injury to him, and Albion was able to pull away in the second half to defeat probably what was the best Kearney Catholic team of all time. And there have been some good ones back in the mid-80s, and then now that the program built under Bernie Madison continues here under Dave Colling and his great coaching staff, who have pounded two opponents in the playoffs, but so has Crofton. They have not played a game closer than 22 points, and that was on opening night against Hardington Cedar Catholic with what then was a pretty young team.
They're not young anymore. They got players, but it's Northeast Nebraska football. We've had the luxury of covering area teams. We've been to Plainview, came away with a loss. We've been to Creighton, came away with a loss. We've been to Neely, came away with a loss. The teams from the West have had trouble playing teams like Crofton. It's Northeast Nebraska football. There's nothing flashy about it. It's a double wing set, and you think, well, Minden's a base offense. Is that double wing set? Well, they don't even fake anything. Quarterback turns around and flips the ball to Pites, and then he just does what he does. He leads them through the hole, and there's a big pile of people, and all of a sudden, boom, he breaks out of the pile, and he's down the sideline. It's 5, 6, 7 yards. They want to wear you down. Could we have two more different offenses on the field? I mean, this is like Oklahoma wishbone to now's Oregon attack. That's how diverse and how different these two offenses are here today.
And the wind right now, right around 15 mile an hour with higher gusts. There is no rain right now, no snow. But fortunately for this football game tonight, that is what Kearney Catholic needs, because it doesn't matter what the weather is. Crofton is not going to change what they have done. Crofton has only been kept out of maybe winning a state championship by our friends down the road at Hastings St. Cecilia, who have defeated them the last 2 years in the playoffs. And, of course, St. Cecilia, North Platte, St. Pat's playing the other quarterfinal in the West Bracket later on tonight at 6 o'clock. But, Tony, I think one thing we have seen teams that need to find a way to beat the St. Cecilias, I think that would be the team you're looking at, the Cambridges of the world. Kearney Catholic got bigger this year. They've been talking about that for 10 years. They have been getting bigger, but getting from 150 to 170 is one thing. Getting from 190 to 240 and 250 is another thing. And Kearney Catholic probably has the biggest line that I've ever seen.
Well, they've gotten bigger. Plus, they've had those speed guys still remain there. It's one thing, teams get bigger and then they lose the speed. That's not what Kearney Catholic's done. Kearney Catholic's a dynamic offense, can score at any time on the field. And you know what? They're faster than Crofton. They know that. The Crofton team will tell you that. They want to be big and physical. Crofton does. Kearney Catholic says speed kills. We want to kill you on the outside and on the edges.
One key today as well, you'll probably be able to notice right away who's going to win that battle along the line of scrimmage. Even if Kearney Catholic is staying even on that battle, you will have to be able to do that into the second half, into the fourth quarter. This will be the old Husker, you know, make any comparison you want. They may be even with you for three quarters, but they're wearing you down. Kearney Catholic cannot wear down and cannot turn over the ball today. These teams are both in the top four of every C2 poll that is out there, anywhere between number two and number four, and they're meeting here in the round of eight.
Well, what a great way to get the playoffs started today, and some great matchups across our listening area. Bertrand Loomis and the battle for Phelps County supremacy going on. You got Minden later tonight, which we're going to get done with this one, run over there and do that one. There's just a couple. Kennesaw's going. Giltner's going. Hastings St. Cecilia's going. We got a lot of action going on in central Nebraska. Great for football fans across this area.
In C2, besides this contest and at Duncan Field, St. Cecilia hosting St. Pat's tonight at 6. On the eastern side of the bracket, Tri-County is at David City Aquinas, and Oakland Craig will be at Lincoln Christian. But for the first time in a long, long time, the East is always favored, it seems like, in almost every playoff bracket. The West team is the one that will be favored, most likely, going into Lincoln in 2 weeks. Can Kearney Catholic keep it going? We'll find out at the top of the hour here on the New Tech Seed pregame show on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And as all of our sporting events are, the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. When we come back, we will hear from the head coaches Tony Hoffman of Crofton and Dave Colling of Kearney Catholic after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here from Miles Field on this Tuesday afternoon. The excitement of the state playoffs continue, and a gentleman and a coach that we've got to know because he keeps beating teams from this area in the playoff, Tony Hoffman and his Crofton Warriors, roll into Miles Field for a look at Kearney Catholic. And coach, if we're talking, that means you guys have had another excellent season. So first, congratulations, and you roll in undefeated. I assume you believe your team is playing very good football.
Well, you know, we're playing good football, but you know, you're just never satisfied. There's always things to work on, and you know, we have a young team. We're playing a lot of sophomores, and we're still getting those kids prepared for playoffs and playing at this level, and so it seems like we're always coaching.
Yeah, you got a young team, but you still got out to a good start against a good team to start the season in Hardington Cedar Catholic. Talk about the confidence that gave your football team to kind of advance from that point.
You know, every year it seems like we open with Cedar Catholic, and they're just down the road, a great program, a good solid team every year, and it kind of, I don't want to say will dictate our season, but it's always that springboard, I guess, to get you off to a good start, and that's what happened this year.
Well, let's talk about what you've been able to do in the playoffs here. Take me through your first two playoff games and what's been working well for you.
Well, the first game was Hershey, and you know, they were a big squad, probably more physical than what we have been used to in the last couple games of our regular season. We we came out, started fast. We kind of had the ball go our way a little bit, and things bounced our way, and we played really well that game. And then last week, Perkins County, we started kind of the opposite, I guess. We started kind of slow and turned the ball over, which we turned the ball over more in that game than we did the previous nine. And that was obviously a point of emphasis this week. And you know you're going to have a game like that, and you just hope you survive it. And we were fortunate enough to do that.
Talking with Crofton football coach Tony Hoffman here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coach, none of your games have went into the fourth quarter. That's obviously a good thing, but is it concerning when you get to this point in the season?
You know, I think we condition hard, we work hard, and I do know that we don't have some of that game experience into the fourth quarter. But, you know, I think our kids are well prepared. I think we have the gas to play four quarters. You know, last week, regardless what the score looked like, we had to play pretty close to four quarters of football to win that one.
Coach, you talked about the tradition and all of that. And last year, had to meet up with St. Cecilia in this round, who went on to win yet another state championship. It's kind of like the Huskers. Sometimes, unless you get all the way to the end, it's just not good enough. Is that the feeling of this community and this program?
You know, I guess the phrase, always a bridesmaid, never a bride. You know, it seems like the road to the state championship goes through Crofton, and it's been that way. You look over the years, if we lost in the playoffs to St. Cecilia, or if we lost to Norfolk Catholic, or if we lost to Pierce, or whoever it may have been, it seems like they already ended up to be the champions. So it feels, you know, I'd be lying if I told you it doesn't feel like maybe one of these years is going to be our turn. But, you know, we can't worry about that one game at a time, and this is the next game.
Let's talk about Tom Pites. This is the kid that's averaging just under 200 yards a game on the ground. This is what you like to do. This is your coaching style. And when we've seen you come out and beat a Minden or a Grand Island Central Catholic or a Ravenna, especially last year, usually they like to run the ball a lot too, and you've just crushed them. Some folks think that Tom Pites is your entire team. I guess address if Tom Pites is your entire team.
You know, I don't think any one player is an entire team, but I definitely know we are a much, much better team with Tom. And there's no doubt about it. You know, I think we're pretty good up front. You know, our other running back is still averaging close to about 8-9 yards a carry. He just doesn't have as many carries as Tom. But Tom's kind of that special kid you get every so often that, you know, he can do a lot of things. And when he gets the ball, he usually makes good things happen.
And you got big guys up front. As we get ready to kind of ask you about Kearney Catholic, it looks like you can match up, and that's what you do. You talked about conditioning. I guess the question everybody wants to know is, how do you keep doing it? They'd like to do it too.
You know, I think it's kind of a battle of wills. I think, you know, the kids we have up front, they're just tough kids. They work hard. They do everything we ask them to do in the off season. They prepare well and practice. They practice hard. They play hard. You know, and we got some good leadership. And those kids are working. You know, so I think it's a good combination right now.
Well, Alex Jansen is your quarterback. Do you just throw it to keep from being bored?
No, actually, we've had to throw sometimes. We throw when we have to. And you know, for a sophomore coming in, having to start this year, he's doing a great job. He's taking care of the ball, getting it where it's supposed to go. You know, I'm not a big pass guy, and I think that's not a secret. But, you know, in order to win big games, you're going to have to be able to throw it. And you will run into somebody that can stop your run. And if you can't throw it, you're only one-dimensional, you're going to go home pretty sad.
Tony Hoffman, head football coach at Crofton, joins us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Kearney Catholic provides at least a little bit different look than what teams in northeast Nebraska, I would think, are accustomed to seeing. What are the problems that they present, at least on film?
You know, they're athletic. They have a lot of kids that can run. They have a lot of kids that can throw, jump, catch. I mean, they got special athletes down there. And you know, they're distributing the ball well. They're running it equally as they are passing it equally. And they're passing to equal numbers of kids. And so they really do a good job of forcing you to defend the entire field. And you know, it's not necessarily, they have a good run game. It's not a power run game, but it's a very effective run game. And if you can't stop it, and they get to do both things, pass and run, it's going to be an ugly night for us. And so, you know, we've got to be really good up front and take care of what we're supposed to up front, and then let the secondary take care of what they're supposed to.
Tony, is there one thing you're concerned about with your football team? I guess if we're at halftime or early in the third quarter, you're going to say, man, we're just not clicking in this department, what could it be that could be the difference for you?
If we gave up any big plays on defense, that if I had one concern right now, that'd be it. Keep them in front of us, make them drive the field. Don't give them 60, 70-yard touchdown scores. Force them to have to put together 8, 10, 12 play drives.
Well, and Tom is right there as one of your top defenders, too, at the D-back position. You've also got Logan that does some great things there. Logan Schieffer, tell me about him and the rest of your D.
Yeah, Tom's playing free safety. He'll play some strong safety for us. We'll also roll him up some corner. It kind of depends on the situation and the offensive scheme that we'll see. Logan Schieffer plays our Mike linebacker. Does a really good job tackle to tackle. And, you know, not necessarily a real big kid, but a real smart kid. Fits and runs hard where he's supposed to be. And so it's a good combination to have, those two kids.
Well, and Mother Nature might be helping you out as well a little bit here. No weather is going to bother your football team, is it?
You know, I don't know. It's hard to say how that's going to affect. You know, I think people like to talk and think about it. But, you know, when it comes down to high school football, it's blocking and tackling. And, you know, it's also windy, wet, rainy in my lane, too. So I think both teams are playing into that.
Finally, Tony, give me a little insight here, if you would be so kind to. We've talked about your team. We've seen your team. Is this your best football team?
You know, that's a question that even as coaches behind closed doors, we've kind of dabbled in and maybe argued a little bit. You know, so far on paper, they're panning out to be, I guess, preseason, I might have told you they're probably our fourth or fifth best team since I've been here. And but, you know, the bottom line are results. And the results that this team is putting up and the things they're doing, they're pretty good right now.
Well, Coach, obviously there's a lot of things that could come up. Maybe a third straight year against St. Cecilia in the playoffs. I know the kids would like to see that, but first they've got to take care of Kearney Catholic, and this time you're on the road, so we'll see how it pans out, and it should be a great football game. We always appreciate the time. Best of luck.
You bet. Thank you very much.
That's Crofton head football coach Tony Hoffman here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll come back and hear from Kearney Catholic coach Dave Colling right after this on Classic Hits.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor, designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show on Classic Hits for a little afternoon football here from Miles Field as Kearney Catholic tries to go farther than any star program has ever gone as they take on one of the toughest teams in the state in Crofton. And Coach Dave Colling joins us here. Coach, I guess anybody you'd play today would be tough.
Yeah, do you get down to eight teams left and all eight teams are pretty dang good.
Last week, weather conditions were something you had to work through. Different maybe weather conditions here in this ball game, but boy, it looked like you played a really complete football game against Blue Hill and were very, very prepared.
Yeah, you know, we did. And like I said, we threw the ball around a little bit, and Abe threw a nice ball, and you know, got some guys out in space and did some nice things in the passing game and opened up the running game a little bit. And our defense, I thought, played very well.
Because of the facilities, Coach Harvey was in the booth with us, and it was almost comical just by looking at the sets that Blue Hill ran. He's shouting in the headsets, run or pass, which if you guess run, most of the time you're going to be right against Blue Hill. Uh-huh. Have you had that same kind of feeling? Have there been that chemistry, or was that unique last week?
No, we saw something in film that we were keying off of. And so they were watching it from the box. I was watching it on the sideline too, and I was yelling. And the kids were watching it on the field. There's something we keyed on. And so it wasn't 100% accurate, but anytime you can get close to 90% accurate on what they're going to do, and, that helps the corners out and stuff. So, So anyway, that was what that was all about. And like I said, the kids, you know, just the D-line needs to let the boys, you know, behind them know if it's run or pass. And I thought we did a pretty good job of that, which helps out a bunch.
How's practice been here this last few days?
You know, it's been pretty good practices this week. Kids came in focused, you know, and we have to practice on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, which is, you know, a little different. And so, but for the most part, you know, they understand the task at hand. And you know, I think they really want to get past this round. You know, they bought into the fact of one and done, got through that, beating a team twice, got through that, and now this, you know, going further than we've gone before. And I think they really want to get past this.
Dave Colling, head football coach at Kearney Catholic, joins us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, getting ready to take on Crofton. And, Coach, we've had a chance to see Crofton in the past. There's no surprises with this football team. They are big. They are physical, just like Northeast Nebraska teams are. I'm interested, have you talked to Coach Hudson or to Coach Dunn or to some of the coaches that have had to play them in the playoffs in the past?
You know, we've talked to quite a few coaches, so we got a pretty good game plan going in, I think. You know, got some film on, you know, quite a bit of film on Crofton. And I think we got a pretty good game plan going in. Like I said, we don't play any common opponents. So, you know, what you see on film is what you see. And so, you know, we're going to have to stop the run, you know, and all that. You know, we don't see the double wing a lot down here, and nor do they see the spread up there. So it's kind of a collision of two different worlds, I guess. You know, so it'll be kind of a fun football game. You know, to coach and to be at. So,
well, a lot of people believe Tom Pites is the best running back in Class C, regardless of school, or maybe all the way on down, averaging nearly 200 yards. He's a 220-pound experienced senior. How can you slow him down? What is your approach going to be?
You know, he's a big boy, and he, you know, one guy tackling him high ain't going to get it done. So, you know, we're going to have to gang tackle like we've been doing all season. Need a lot of hats flying to the football. We need to hit low. You know, we just need to wrap up and, you know, run our feet. We need to go through the tackle. And you know, like I said, arm tackling ain't going to work. They ain't going to cut it this week. And I think the kids understand that. We've, you know, worked on that this week and practiced quite a bit also. And they have they got a couple linemen that are pretty big linemen. And so we got our work cut out for us. But, you know, we're going to hopefully, go in there, and like I said, our kids are confident. We play pretty physical football as well, so we'll just see how this thing turns out Tuesday.
Well, we talked with Tony Hoffman, the coach at Crofton, about their line. I mean, I knew that this running back, Tom Pites, was great. I didn't realize, at least on paper, how big their line is. That's been the one thing that's been so noticeable with Kearney Catholic is the improvement in the line play. How do you see the line play? And I would think this would be the toughest challenge they've faced this year.
This will be. And you know, like we've preached all week, not just the offensive line, you know, to get, you know, because with weather conditions, who knows what they're going to be like. But, you know, we're going to have to run the football as well. But our D-line is going to be crucial, and that's probably the one area that we have got to come ready to play. And if our D-line does what they're supposed to do and that we've preached on, you know, I think we'll be okay. If they don't, then we're in for some trouble. So trench play is going to be crucial this game.
Dave Colling, head football coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars, with us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coach, how important is it to get off to a quick start? This team just wants to grind the ball, and I know you always want to get the lead, even if it's not scoring, even if it's not a big lead. How important is it to have a good first quarter here?
You know, I think it's huge. Like I said, just like with Blue Hill last week, you know, against a team that wants to ground it out or grind it out, you know, you get down a touchdown or two, and that just fits right into what they want to do. If you can jump out early on them, you know, it doesn't tend to play into their hands. So we need to come out on fire at 3 o'clock and be ready to play football, and we need to get some scores early.
The team loose. I mean, it's a pretty good time at Kearney Catholic. The girls are getting ready to go to the state tournament. You guys are as deep as any football team has been in the current playoff format. Is it tense? Is it loose? Is it fired? What do you think the mood of this team is?
You know, these guys, we've said it all week. The coaching staff here, were, you know, it'll even be game day or an hour before the game, and these guys are. You wouldn't be able to tell there was a game going to be happening in an hour, and we're just, you know, the first couple games were like, guys, you got to get focused and ready to play, and they're just loose, and that's the way they've been all year. And so they're just a, you know, a loose bunch of guys that are, I think, confident, and they go out and play 100%, and good things have been happening. So I wouldn't say tense at all. I think it's just another task at hand, and they're treating it like that, like they have all year long.
Well, these teams are two wins away from Lincoln, and both teams would love to get a chance to get down there. And, Coach, we appreciate the time, and hopefully we get a chance to do this again next week.
Hey, Doug, I hope so, too. Thank you very much.
Dave Colling, head football coach at Kearney Catholic. We'll be back and take a look at the starting lineups right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in our area, with growth in deposits and loans the past 20 years, unparalleled in the Tri-City area. They've also concentrated on being a profitable and secure place for their customers. Growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service are goals they strive for and achieve, making Five Points Bank your safe, secure banking choice. First off, for the Crofton Warriors, at center, number 55, 200-pound junior Brady Steffen. The guards are number 75, 240-pound senior Nathan Hoffman, and number 79, 190-pound junior Dakota Miller. The tackles are number 53, a 190-pound sophomore Jake Gunther, and number 67, a 240-pound junior, Travis Alvine. The tight ends are number 46, a 205-pound senior, Callan List, and number 83, a 170-pound sophomore, Eric Kleinschmidt. They line up with that full house backfield, and your running back is number 27, 175-pound junior Justin Jansen. The fullback, number 21, is 170-pound senior Logan Schieffer. And the I-back, the state's leading rusher, Tom Pites. He'll wear number 4, 220-pound senior. The quarterback for Crofton is number 12, a 165-pound sophomore, Alex Jansen. The head coach of the Crofton Warriors is Tony Hoffman, assisted by Tom Allen, John Connett, Will Sanger, and Tyler Slate. They are a perfect 10-0 on the season. And to be in the Omaha World Herald, they're ranked as high as number 2 in the state. In the playoffs, they blanked Hershey 55-0 and down Perkins County 37-9. They're pretty big, Tone, pretty big along that line, but they're also fairly young.
Yeah, you look at what they're doing, but it's still, nothing's going to change. They've been playing this style of football, Doug, since 7th grade. They're going to play it till 12th grade. That's what they do. I mean, nothing changes. They know the full playbook in 7th grade and carry that over, and that's why they're good year in and year out.
Outside of Tom Pines, most of these kids will be back next season. For Kearney Catholic, at center is number 63, a 5'11", 180-pound senior, David Berking. At right guard tonight will be number 68, a 6-foot, 180-pound senior, Jacob Dakey. And at left guard, number 72, a 5'9", 195-pound junior, John Blake. At right tackle, number 66, a 6'4", 220-pound senior, Eric Long. And at left tackle, number 75, a 6'2", 250-pound junior, David Squires. The wide receivers are number 21, a 5'10", 170-pound junior, Brian Hoosman. And number 30, a 6-foot, 170-pound junior, Alex Lease. The wingbacks are number 5, a 5'9", 160-pound senior, Keegan Fitzgerald. And number 13, a 5'9", 175-pound senior, Tyson Colling. The running back is number 3, a 5'9", 175-pound senior, Anthony Pacheco. You'll also see some Colton Dorr and Alex Lowe in the football game. And the quarterback for the Stars is number 14, a 6'2", 200-pound junior, in Abe Clinch. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Dave Colling, assisted by Mike Pacheco, Rashawn Harvey, Paul Brungard, Matt Coop, Rick Moses, and Jeff Carnahan. They are 9-1 on the season. It's an opening night loss to Hastings St. Cecilia, who's won 36 in a row. are ranked anywhere from second in Husker Land Prep to fourth in the Omaha World Herald. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one at a time, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Now it's time to take a look at our entries, and there are a few out there, including a change on offense for the Kearney Catholic Stars with Austin Lowry not starting on the offensive line here at 250 pounds. And the starting lineups, now that they are in the book, we take a look at the entry report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy. They know everyone has an oops once in a while. Maybe you sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job is to explain it to your friends. It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you. Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and Wood River. If you have an oops, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life. Tony, what do you got?
Now the one that's going to be the impact on the game is the one you mentioned, Doug, and that is number 74, Austin Lowry. He will play today. He's going to start on the defense, but he got his elbow hyperextended at Blue Hill last week. That's going to slow him down. Got the arm in a brace. Still is not feeling very well, but he's going to go today. Will not start on offense, but expect to see him in there. Brock Bartholomew out of today's ball game with a calf injury, and then two players that are injured that did not even see any action for the Stars. Brett James out with a back injury, and Spencer Lowe, a wrist injury, a weird deal. He said, if you try and play football, you may never move your wrist again. Obviously, he's smart enough, says, I don't need to play football. So they haven't saw any action this year, but there's three injuries report for the Stars.
And for Crofton, Coach Hoffman says they are good to go with anybody that would have seen significant playing time. There has been a little illness for Kearney Catholic. Brian Hoosman was pretty down yesterday, but was back today, ready to go. So you always want to be at full strength if you can be. And Crofton may be a little bit more full strength than Kearney Catholic is. When you're injured, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center will get you back into the game of life with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and Wood River. There's one near you. So tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back into the game of life. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We are about ready for high school football here on Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The state football playoffs presented in part by Misco Sports in Kearney. Don't forget, it's a full day of football following this contest tonight at 6. Gothenburg will be at Minden here on Classic Hits. Kennesaw plays Garden County at 5 on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And we'll be back with the kickoff for Kearney Catholic and Crofton right after this.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service savings and selection.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio, 308-646-0506. Put it in your phone book and text us when you've got an area high school sports score.
And As the teams take the field, let's tell you that it's time to take a look at the game temp, time and temp brought to you by Big G Ace Hardware of Hastings and the original Sun Heat infrared heaters. It is 43 degrees with winds out of the northeast at 21 mile an hour, gusting to 26. So the wind chill is 34. Rain showers, we've been pretty lucky. We have not seen the rain as had been anticipated. Still a 35% chance of rain. And it's that time of year again when the temperature falls and your heating costs go up. Slash your heating costs with the original Sun Heat infrared heater from Big G Ace Hardware in Hastings. Sun Heat provides soft, safe, comfortable heat for any area of your home and features the Made in Nebraska wood cabinet. Don't be fooled by imitators. Get the original Sun Heat at Big G Ace Hardware, North Highway 281 in Hastings. This is what it's about, Tone. Now you're a couple of rounds into the playoffs, and there are no gimmies.
No, as I joke with the coaches of Kearney County before the game, I said, this is when all the chips are in the middle. This is when I like to play football. I wasn't that crazy about it during the year when you're playing teams that you're overmatched against, but now you're up against a challenge.
That's because you're a champion.
Well, that's what champions do. They step up in games like this.
Doug Duda, Tony Davis, our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, glad you're along with us. As we get ready for high school football, Crofton will kick it away. Colling and Fitzgerald are back deep for the Stars. And here's the boot, a low line driver that'll be taken at the 13-yard line by Fitzgerald. 15-20, room up the middle, 25, and he gets his first introduction into the wall of Crofton defenders at the 29-yard line, and that's where the Stars will take over. Not quite as good a field position as they had last week against Blue Hill, and Fitzgerald is slow to get up, Tony. It's cold. You're going against big guys, and it looks like he either got somebody to land on him or he hit his knee on a helmet. And Keegan Fitzgerald is a huge part of this football team on both sides of the ball and special teams.
Yeah, certainly. And he's not putting any weight on his right leg at all. No weight on his right leg.
And Kearney Catholic now immediately has to go to a substitution without him in there. And Abe Clinch is going to come up under center on first down and 10 for the Stars at the 29. They'll hand it to Pacheco. Pacheco tries to get to the 30-yard line, and that will be it. So the first play, give the line to Crofton as they win that battle.
Yeah, it's number 83, Eric Kleinsmith, coming up. And we talked to Bob Jensen, Doug, earlier today on the Doug and Daddy Show. He says Nathan Hoffman, number 75, the best defensive lineman he saw in the state of Nebraska in Class C2 this year.
Kearney Catholic will break the huddle, go twins to the short side near the Stars bench. Pacheco, the lone man in the backfield, and they will send Colling in motion. It'll be a toss sweep to Colling around the right side, trying to use that speed. Gets a good block, but doesn't get much as he gets to the corner and is upended right there. Good hard hit by Crofton early on. Gets a gain of one to the 31, and another man down out there for the Stars, and it is Colling.
Yeah, Austin Wookman comes out and just blasts Colling. Colling's legs go out from under him, and he's grabbing at his right leg as well.
Well, this is what you are afraid you're going to see from these teams in Northeast Nebraska. It's almost unbelievable to figure out how physical they can be. And with an injured player on the field for Kearney Catholic, we'll take a timeout. We're just underway, first minute, scoreless in the C2 quarterfinals.
It's hard to believe, but football and volleyball season are beginning to wind down. And Misco Sports, on the brakes of the downtown Kearney Center, wants to get you ready for the postseason by closing out all of their football and volleyball apparel and equipment, now 30% off. Misco's also has Cutter's football gloves at 35% off. And don't forget this month, a great deal on shoes, sandals, basketball shoes, whatever you could put on your feet, up to 50% off. And don't forget the football and volleyball closeout, 30% off all apparel and equipment now at Misco's.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Well, Tyson Colling still down on the field over there. He's moving, but whatever shot he took was not a comfortable one. They finally rolled him over on his back, and You know, this might be something in that rib area. You never know. So he's still down over there. As we said, we're just underway, two plays into the football game, and including the kickoff. We've done that and had a couple of kids come off the field. Now, Fitzgerald, whatever they did to his ankle over here or knee, they've rubbed it up, and he's got back in the ball game. Colling is up, walking, but walking very gingerly as he heads towards the sideline. And you don't want to hurt anybody, but this is the kind of intensity that they want to come out with here for Crofton after the long drive.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You've got to move the ball a little bit here to maybe get them back. I'm surprised we haven't, you know, they're going to go to the pass here, trying to loosen them up. They're just shutting down that running game right now. I got people flying up that line of scrimmage.
So it is third down. We'll call it to just under 9 yards to go. Stars at their own 31-yard line here against Crofton, who puts virtually everybody in the box here, Tony. There is no safety back there. And Clinch out of the shotgun. Let's see if they bring pressure. They're going to run an end around with Fitzgerald. Big reverse and a lot of room. 35, 40, 45, 50, and 45 down to the Crofton 40-yard line, wherever he stepped out of bounds behind our light pole here. They'll say at the 45.
Well, Doug is right over there, right on the point of attack. Connor Streit's over there. He laid off of making a block because he would have hit him in the back. And, you know, that's just one of the decisions you've got to make in a game like this. It's a big play anyway. You know what? I got a chance to make a block, and he would have went for a touchdown, but it would have been called back right in front of the officials. He lays off, doesn't make the block. Big play, Stars.
23 yards and a first down to try and loosen up this Crofton defense. They'll put a man in motion again and give it to Pacheco off the right side. He'll come forward for a couple, and then they'll bend him backwards as he gets to the 43. That's going to be a gain of 3, second down and 7.
Now Coach Harvey came onto the field earlier. I grabbed his play sheet. I said, let me see those tricks you got up your sleeve. I said, you got any double reverse passes? He just wakes up, big man, we might have a little stuff to loosen him up.
Well, and in this game, when you have the speed, you have to find ways to utilize the speed. Tom Conley now into the ball, giving that slot to the left side, replacing Colling, who got hurt. So he's into the ball game, and they will hand it off again. And this time, there's absolutely nobody to block, and dropped in the backfield back at the original line of scrimmage is Pacheco. So gains 3, loses 3, and it'll be third down and 10.
Yeah, and that's Hoffman, just flies across the line and then just gets down the line. Ball carrier has nowhere to go.
Again, we are aware of the Kearney High bus accident that happened earlier today between Lincoln and Omaha. We are hearing good reports, even though 32 people were on that and some were taken to Bryan LGH in Lincoln. We're hearing good news out of an accident like that, and hopefully everything continues to go well for those involved at Kearney High. Right now it's third down and 10. Stars at the 46 of Crofton. Clinch throws it underneath out in the right flat. It's complete on the screen to the 40, down to the 37-yard line. 38 going to be just short of the first down. Swinging it out there to Fitzgerald. He says that he wants to go for it. I thought first he thought he had the first down, but that's not the case. It is going to be fourth and 2 after an 8-yard gain.
Well, you'd think early in this game you'd want to pin Crofton deep and see your defense out there and make them go the length of field, but looks like the Stars will go for it.
So it'll be fourth down and 2 at the Crofton 38-yard line here on the opening drive of this football game on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, Kennesaw, as they go with an empty backfield, 5 wideouts, trips to the right, Clinch, and now we've got a whistle, and I think Crofton wants to use the timeout on defense. Coach Tony Hoffman saw something he didn't like. So timeout on the field with 8:54 to go in the first quarter. The opening drive of the game, we're scoreless. Kearney Catholic has it 4th and 2 at the Warrior 38-yard line when we come back.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Doug Duda, Tony Davis with you here in the Class C2 State Quarterfinals at Miles Field. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. And Tony, an early big play here in this football game. The Stars have elected to go for it, 4th and 2 at the Crofton 38.
Yeah, huge play. If you get Crofton to call a timeout, I wouldn't be surprised they punt it now.
Let's see if they try to draw them off sides. But again, they're going with that.
Or the quick kick runner deal that you see sometimes.
They have a different formation. They put Pacheco in the backfield now. Trips to the wide side, left side. Lone man out wide right, and they will go for it. Rolling out his clinch. He looks over the middle. It's complete for a first down. 25 and more. 20. Breaking a tackle down to the 15 is Brian Hoosman, the go-to man for the Stars. And Kearney Catholic has put it in the red zone.
Now Eric Kleinschmidt gets confused out there, missed a tackle, and the Stars are in business.
Going to be a gain of 22, and the Stars want to go no huddle here and try and catch Crofton, not paying attention here. They're trying to get lined up, and now they had to wait for the sticks to get set. And that'll give Crofton a chance as they hand it off to Pacheco, and there's just nowhere to go. Tries to go off the right side and is hit immediately. No gain.
Derek Van Heek comes up, and just like he's standing there waiting for him, wraps his arms around him and throws him to the ground.
So it'll be second down, maybe even lost a half a yard. We'll keep it at second and 10 at the 16-yard line. Kearney Catholic opening drive. Quick little swing pass out here to Conley. He's going to get across the 15, minimal gain to about the 13-yard line. And it'll be third down. And around 7 yards to go, depending on where they say he stepped out.
Yeah, good job of recovering right there. I think they're going to go about the 8-yard line, Doug. Van Heek comes up and makes a hit again on Conley.
Again, remember, your field goal kicker is Fitzgerald, who got hurt earlier, but he's back in the game. Fitzgerald uncovered, but Clinch is still looking at his wristband for the play, and now Fitzgerald gets covered up. Third down and 7 at the 13-yard line. Clinch, high snap, has to roll under pressure, throws it away.
Boy.
Pacheco was there, and he was just trying to find a place to throw it away and didn't throw it out of bounds, but did get it down to the ground. Now let's see if the Stars elect to go for a field goal.
And Coach Collins would say, we're going to throw that thing away. Let's throw it out the back of the end zone, out the side.
Well, he didn't have a chance. He was being wrapped up. He would not have been able to do that. He was either going to take the sack, which would have been about a 7-yard loss, and now it looks like the Stars are going to go for it here on fourth down. So an interesting choice going into the wind here. What would have been about a 30-yard field goal. Empty backfield. Pacheco in motion out of the backfield. They're not sure who to cover. Clinch looking. Rolling left. Now trouble. Now sacked. And Crofton will drop him at the 23-yard line. He thought he was going to get Pacheco open out of the backfield, and Clinch just had nowhere to go. And Crofton stops Kearney Catholic on the opening drive of the football game. They will take over at the 21-yard line, a loss of 8 on the play.
Yeah, Hoffman, Schieffer, there were 3 of them. Justin Jansen was the other white jersey there. We joked during the break, it looks like Chadron State uniforms, Doug.
So Tom Pites, this is the guy that you're going to be hearing all day long, and let's see what they've got. They actually send 2 men out wide, and now they bring in their running back, Jansen, as a tight end. A little bit of motion, toss, sweep around the right side, and it goes nowhere. The Stars anticipate it, and Pites maybe got a yard. It'll be 2nd and 9.
Well, there's not much anticipating. You know he's going to get the ball. You just fly up there to the line of scrimmage. This is a team that completes 3 passes a ball game, 29 on the season.
That's why some of the, when they were playing Minden in that wing tee, they didn't throw it. And so they were outmanned. Ravenna, they didn't throw it. And they were in that power running attack, but just weren't as big as these Crofton ball clubs. That's been the difference between the Northeast teams and the teams from our listening area. We're scoreless with 7.5 to go here in the first quarter of play. Long time in the huddle this time for Crofton. Send 2 men out wide to the left, single wing. Send the fullback in motion and give it to Pites over the left side. And he'll be stood up at the 25-yard line and driven backwards. Be a gain of 3, 3rd down and 5 coming up.
Well, you see Pites picks up all 2 yards of that on his own because he was stood up in the backfield, and somehow he gets up walking a little bit gingerly.
You know, that field is probably not soft.
No.
I mean, just from what we've seen, some of the hits and also maybe just being driven into the ground. We'll call it 3rd and 6 after a 3-yard gain. Ball at the Crofton 24-yard line. Can the Stars come up with a 3-and-out into the double wing? Jansen quickly sets him down on 3rd down. No wideouts. Slow man in motion, and there's some movement. And here comes the flag. And Kearney Catholic, that's where I saw the movement, Tony. Was he drawn across?
No, it's Lowry and Squires. They both jump across, and it's going to be a defensive offsides. And instead of 3rd and 6 or 7, it's going to be 3rd and 2.
Well, they know they need to get that penetration to get in there and slow down Tom Pites, but well done there by the quarterback, Alex Jansen. And that'll bring up third down and two. Ball at the 30. They get to the 32. It will be a first down. It's like 1.5 yards to go here. So, again, you have that feeling that Kearney Catholic needs to play a perfect football game. Maybe that's not the case, but you don't want to bail out Crofton here on the opening drive. Offset eye with twins out to the right side now. And Jansen sets him down on third and less than two. Gives it to Pites off the right side. He's hit. He will not get it. He will not get it. They actually give him a pretty darn good spot, but he still won't get it. It's going to be fourth and less than a yard.
Pites says, let's go for it. He's out there pointing forward.
Well, this would be a situation, Tony, where they've never probably been stopped by anybody all year long.
They're going to measure this.
They're actually going to measure this. So a combination between a pretty good spot and my bad eyesight, we'll see as they bring out the first down marker.
Those lines are about as straight as they get in this town, even throwing that up on the hill at Cope Stadium.
And he is short by about the nose of the football, if that. So what will Crofton do here as quarterback Alex Jansen is over there talking with head coach Tony Hoffman? And he'll trot out there. You'd have to think you could make it 98 out of 100 times, but if you don't, the Stars take over at your 30-yard line. They're going to line up to go for it. Let's see if it's a straight quarterback sneak behind the big center and Brady Steffen. They bring Pites now under center in the Wildcat, so that's what they're going to do straight ahead with him. And they fumble the ball. The ball's fumbled, and Kearney Catholic has it. Covering it is Anthony Pacheco. So they got away from their offense, Tony, in a play I have to think they haven't run much in a game because they haven't needed to. And the fourth down ends up being a fumble. Kearney Catholic covers at the Crofton 33-yard line.
Yeah, Brady Steffen's the center, and he's out there saying, guys, that's my fault. I didn't get him the ball. The center taking a little responsibility, but now the Stars in business.
So Pacheco, fumble recovery at the Crofton 33 on fourth down and less than one. So the Stars in business. First and 10, scoreless game, their second possession. They'll go draw play. Colton Dore up the middle. He'll get to the 31-yard line. Good blocking up front. Every run's been about a yard between the tackles. And Colton Dore, they're selling out. If he gets through that original line of scrimmage, they're not really putting linebackers in there because they're out trying to cover the wideouts and the wingbacks.
Yeah, one step away. But looked like there was a hole there, but it closed quickly.
Now, Dore, again, he ran about 6 yards to get one. It'll be second down and nine at the 31-yard line. Maybe a gain of two on the play. And now both running back to the backfield with a shotgun. Clinch, he's looking to the end zone, well covered. Now he has to throw the football away. And there could have been a holding call there in the backfield. Well covered by Crofton. They are confident, Tony, that their line can get the job done. So they're dropping back four or five guys in a kind of a nickel package, and the Stars only had two guys out in the formation there because they got to protect Clinch. So interesting the matchups here. More in the backfield defensively for Crofton. Kearney Catholic has to max protect, and it's third and eight.
Yeah, you get that. And I think if Collingwood had just a little, Clinch, excuse me, would have had just a little bit more time. He had Keegan Fitzgerald coming across the middle, but they made him move just enough.
So now it is third down and eight at the Crofton 31. Can they cash in? Clinch, back to pass. It's a screen underneath Pacheco, and he's got a lot of blockers. 30, 25, and he ran into his own man at the 24-yard line. And what should have been a huge play ends up not getting a first down, and it'll be another fourth down situation, a gain of six.
Yeah, he ran right up the backside of David Burkink. If he goes outside, then he walks into the end zone.
I mean, the Stars had three or four blockers against one man out there for Crofton, and the second was coming over and just kind of a misread there on the block, and so the Stars will go for it. Fourth and two at the Crofton 25. Spread formation, Pacheco in the backfield with Clinch in the shotgun. And they will send Colling in motion. He's back in the ball game, but not at full speed. They run an option, pitch it to Pacheco. He's going to get to the right side, step out of a tackle at the 20, have the first down to the 17-yard line.
They got a hold on the outside. The flag comes down. They're going to back him up, Doug.
17-yard line. There is a flag down on the far sideline.
And let's see what the call is, Tone. The flag is at the end of the play, so with that holding, it'll be about fourth and five now. So wipe out the first down run there by Kearney Catholic.
That was one of those players on the edge out there. Official dropped the flag. almost immediately. I mean, it wasn't like it was a late flag. It came out immediately.
So it's going to be about fourth down and five at the 27-28 yard line with 4:15 to go here. We're keeping an eye on all that's going on in the world of sports today as well with Penn State and Joe Paterno. And we'll give you more on that in a moment, but the Stars now line up on fourth down to go for it again at the 27-yard line of Crofton, but this time they've got to cover 4.5 yards. Clinch out of the shotgun, long count, option left. They're going to try that end around with Calling again. There's a missed block on the outside, and Calling will be dropped for a loss on the play. Over there making the tackle.
Wookman. It's Austin Wookman getting off of that block. You know, you're one-on-one out there, but he sheds that block, and there was just no running room at all.
It was tough for Tyson Colling, who's still gimping, to block a much bigger guy on the outside. He was the only one out there, though. It was the right call by the Stars, but they lose yardage, and the penalty ends up hurting him here, and Crofton will stop him on fourth down for the second time. The ball out to the 32-yard line. Loss of 7, we'll say, and now it's going to be Pites trying to get to the outside. Rumbling, bumbling, 35, 36, and it'll be second down and about 6 yards to go after a gain of 4 for Pites.
Strike comes from behind and brings him down. Good that you see the power there of the running ability. Pites, by the way, 31 rushing touchdowns on the season.
3:20 and counting here in the first quarter. We're scoreless at this C2 state quarterfinal at Miles Field. Kearney Catholic has had the ball twice inside the Crofton red zone and has 0 points. And this is the second possession for Crofton, and they go on a fullback dive this time up to the 39-yard line. And Jansen on the carry. Justin Jansen has a little over 500 yards on the season. Again, Pites over 1,900. And he will get right to the 40-yard line. It'll be third down and about 2.5.
Well, they try and do some different things. Pites that time in the slot position to the left of the quarterback. Wasn't the far guy on the outside just hanging out in that slot outside the line of scrimmage.
Crofton looking for their first down, lining up in that wing tee. And Pites in the slot right side. They put him in motion. Toss sweep left side. Pites had the big hole, 45, 50. Now it's a race to the end zone. 40, 30, down the Crofton sideline to the 20, giving chase. Alex Lease will tackle him just short of the goal line. No, he got in. Touchdown. A 60-yard touchdown run from Tom Pites. And again, Alex Lease had the speed to catch him, Tony. He just didn't have the physicality to bring him down.
Yeah, that's one of those. You commit so many people to that run. Once they break through, there's not cornerbacks and safeties. You're flying up there. Once you miss right at that point of attack, he's gone and off to the races. Big play for the Warriors.
So 2:29 to go here in the first quarter. And Crofton lines up to kick the extra point with Brock Mueller. Big number 51. The holder is Logan Schieffer. He's a straight-on kicker. The kick is low. He just flat-out almost whiffed it. He kicked the top of the ball into his offensive lineman, and so the extra point is no good. With 2:29 to go in the first quarter, it's Crofton 6, Kearney Catholic nothing, and you're listening to the State High School Football Playoffs, brought to you in part by Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You can be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
And welcome back to the state football playoffs here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Bertrand, Loomis, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The wind swirling between about 15 and 20 miles an hour here at Miles Field. Crofton has broken on top with a 60-yard touchdown run by Tom Pites, who has went over 2,000 yards on the season with that run, his 32nd touchdown of the year. And Kearney Catholic now awaits the kick with Colling and Fitzgerald back there. Both have had to come out of the ballgame early with injury. Not a deep kick. Again, it's taken at the 13. Fitzgerald returned to the Kearney Catholic side, has a hole, 25-30, gets up to the 33-yard line, and he's upended there by Jake Gunther. And now Crofton has a guy down. Tony, you have to think that there is really some hitting going on out there, but there must be a couple other things going on out there as well, as many guys that have been limping here in the first quarter.
Well, it's getting late in the season. Doug, you mentioned earlier it's cold. It's a cold, crisp day here. They're getting after one another. And some bumps and bruises, probably getting aggravated a little bit out there. Stars. Logan Schieffer, he stays in the ballgame, though.
Stars have already used a couple of ends around, and now a man getting off the field late in Callan List. They had too many men on the field. Fake the toss, sweep. They're going an inside draw to Pacheco, and he'll dive up to the 35-yard line and really just kind of got tackled by the guy laying on the ground there, Tony. Had to try and step over him. And again, that's Gunther.
Yeah, and Hoffman was coming from the backside, so he'd be able to stay up on his feet. He wouldn't have stayed up for very long.
Well, give credit here to Coach Dave Colling and offensive coordinator Rashawn Harvey. They're still trying to make some headway between the tackles, but none of their yardage has come from that. Pacheco, 5 carries, 3 yards. Second down and 8 at their own 35-yard line. Clinch under center. Twins right. Pacheco in the backfield. And Kearney Catholic ends up using a timeout here. I think there was some confusion about the play. You saw Clinch look over a couple of times. And finally, Coach Colling says we better talk about it. So each team has used a timeout here in the first quarter. 1:45 to go in the opening stanza. Crofton 6, Kearney Catholic nothing. You're listening to the C2 State Football Playoffs on Classic Hits, brought to you in part by Misco Sports and Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And Doug Duda, Tony Davis back with you here at Miles Field, where the Stars face a 2nd and 8 at their own 35-yard line. After Tom Pites broke off a 60-yard touchdown run for Crofton to give them a 6-0 lead, the Stars' third possession of the ball game. They will send in motion Keegan Fitzgerald, halfback pass into double coverage. His man is behind everybody, but Fitzgerald overthrows him at the 30-yard line, trying to get it to Brian Hoosman. A lot of trickery already here by Kearney Catholic, Tony.
Well, they've got to do something to get down the field and loosen these guys up. There's too many people up towards the line of scrimmage, and they're big. They can't hold them out of there for long. So you got to loosen them up, have them back off to have some success. They're trying. They're trying reverses. They're trying, reverse passes and stuff. You got to connect on some of those, though.
Third down and 8. As Kearney Catholic makes a late substitution, coming in is Colling, checking out is Lowe. And again, they will send Fitzgerald in motion, gives him trips to the right side. And faking the handoff, Clinch will roll to his right, has time, throws underneath, got a man. Fitzgerald right at the first down marker, and he is cleaned up there at the 43, but it looks like he should have enough to move the chains here. Good job by Clinch. Just a well-executed play there by Kearney Catholic, and it is a Kearney Catholic first down.
Yeah, I was a little bit skeptical when you said should have enough, but a good spot and full football ahead. The official has no real decision. It says first down, and here we go.
Minute 30 to go, first quarter, 6-0 Crofton. Stars, first two possessions, got into the red zone for Crofton, but were stopped on fourth. Then the second time they got it on fourth, the hold was called. They went for it on fourth and five and took a sack. Now it's first down and 10 at their own 44-yard line. Clinch in the shotgun. Fitzgerald in motion from right to left. Gives him trips to the left side. Pacheco fakes the handoff. Rolling out. Clinch has a man over. Throws him, and it's going to be intercepted by Jansen at the 35. 40, 45, 50. And he'll be drugged down in Kearney Catholic territory at the 43-yard line by Tyson Colling. Clinch just overthrew his intended receiver. And Fitzgerald, again, is slow to get up in the middle of that play. And this time it's his right arm.
This time it's his right arm, his leg earlier. He's just a beat-up young man, but they've got to have him back out there.
So each team has turned it over once. The difference is that Crafton turned it over on fourth and a yard when they went for it.
You know, these Northeast teams that just kind of bully with this physical football, you got to have a stop right here.
At the Kearney Catholic 44, it's Pites, toss, sweep, left side, just works his way through the line, gets to the 40, to the 39, and there's absolutely no speed involved with that play. He's just letting his linemen block, and he's just basically laying on their backs. It's going to be a gain of four.
Yeah, he just, it's like a, I guess you'd call it a flood play to the left side, and they just kind of walk it up there. And yeah, it's not a blast where he gets ahead of steam build up for sure.
So on second down and six at the Star 40, already up 6-0. Crofton with the football here. They'll put in that slot to the right side. Callen List, he goes in motion. It's a handoff, left side, and a good tackle out there by Lowe on Tom Pites. One of the few times it's been a one-on-one tackle. He needed some help to finish it off, but it's going to be a gain of about 2 to the 38, third down and four.
That's just one of the few times this season where Pites gets wrapped up and driven backwards, because it doesn't happen very often.
Crofton may want to get one more playoff here with the wind at their back. They don't have to.
It doesn't matter if the wind's at their back or not.
You're right. I mean, if they would happen to not get it here on third down, it would make a difference on the punt. But we're down to 7 seconds as they hustle up to the line. Looks like they'll get it off out of the unbalanced eye. Jansen turns, hands it to Pites off the right side. No, he's going to handle the football. Wants to throw it over the middle, and it's incomplete. Trying to get it to his fullback, and that's out at the 24-yard line for Callen List, the tight end, excuse me. Incomplete, and now the time has evaporated here in the first quarter, and it'll be a fourth down and four coming up for Crofton to start the second quarter going into the wind. So after one here in the Class C2 State quarterfinals at Miles Field, it's Crofton 6 and Kearney Catholic nothing. We'll be back with more high school football in a minute.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find their lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal. At the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Doug Duda, Tony Davis back here to start the second quarter, where it is fourth down and a long four at the 38-yard line of Kearney Catholic for Crofton. Tony, I thought they would go for it. You didn't think so, and it looks like they're lining up to go for it here. Into the wind. They've got a lot of confidence and an unbalanced eye here, and Jansen is going to throw the football again, looking to go to the end zone. He's got a man open at single coverage, and is actually picked off at the 9-yard line by Tyson Calling. He was covering two guys, and he threw it right to Calling.
Well, he should have batted the ball down. That's easy to say now, but that would have saved him about 25 yards. That's as good as a punt, and I think you're seeing why Crofton doesn't throw the football. You go back to the third down play. He had Jansen running wide open about 10 yards out by himself, missed that receiver, threw it behind the intended receiver. Then that one throws it right in the middle of two people, and the Star comes up with it. But as good as a punt there, I guess.
Yeah, that's as good or better, because Kearney Catholic will be at their own 10-yard line. We're starting field position down 6-0, first down and 10. And on the motion play, they'll give it to Fitzgerald, stretch to the right side, and he's going to be tackled to the line of scrimmage at the 10-yard line. And out there is number 75, Nathan Hoffman.
Yeah, Hoffman just runs so well to the football. He runs that play down, and he's got two other white jerseys out there, including number 32 for the Warriors and Van Heek.
Well, you take a look, there's been one big play in this football game, the 60-yard touchdown run by Tom Pites. And it'll be second down and 9 here for Kearney Catholic. Clinch under center, Pacheco behind him, Twins to the right, and they put Colling in motion to the left side now. That'll be a toss sweep that way, looking for some room to run. Pacheco makes one man miss, gets up to the 15-yard line, and that's the best run that Pacheco's been able to muster here in the first half, a gain of about five, and it'll be third down and four.
Yeah, Gunther brings him down. You make one man miss, but the white jerseys just keep coming at you.
Kearney Catholic had an end around for Keegan Fitzgerald for 23 yards. That's been about all they've done on the ground. Clinch had a 22-yard pass. He was 5 of 7 through the air in the first quarter. Now it's third down and a long four for the Stars at their 15-yard line. And rolling out to his right, Clinch has time, rolling. He's got a man here on the sidelines, but he ran him out of bounds, and it wasn't caught anyway by Brian Hoosman. Clinch has had, for the most part, plenty of time to throw that football. They're not blitzing him. At least not yet.
Well, Hoosman right over against that sideline, wanted to make sure he stayed in bounds, goes up for the ball, and then just at the last second just takes his eye off of it and just never came down with it, never did secure the football at all.
Will be our first punt of the ball game by either team. Don't forget, we're the only high school game that's kicked off so far. The next one up the road at Sargent when they play Medicine Valley at 4 o'clock. In to punt the football away, Connor Stripe. With the wind at his back, but Kearney Catholic has to burn a timeout here before they punt it, so they'll only have one remaining. 10:33 to go in the first half of play. It is Crofton 6 and Kearney Catholic nothing. You're listening to the C2 State Playoffs brought to you in part on Classic Hits 98.9 by Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Doug Duda, Tony Davis, our producer and engineer, Stacy Johns, the state high school football playoffs here on Classic Hits 98.9. Tony, they were working on David Squire's helmet, and he's still on the sideline. They want him in every play they can get.
Yeah, he got to be in there if the Stars are going to be successful. If they're having trouble with the line anyway, with him, he's a good player for the Stars.
And he's strapped up and ready to go, but he's not going to be in there to play. So let's see if Crofton notices that and maybe sends a little pressure. As the ball is whistled ready for play, it is fourth down and five for Kearney Catholic at the 15-yard line.
Yeah, they got hot, a little trouble with Hoffman's equipment. Now he's up there working on the chin strap. Now we're ready to go.
6-0 Crofton. And strike to punt, takes it at his 3. Not much of a rush. The kick is away. Nice high spiraling kick. Bounces right at midfield. It hit one of the Crofton players. Kearney Catholic scoops it and goes. 40, 35, 30. Colling is brought down at the 25-yard line as they lost track of where the ball was, Tony.
Yeah, they certainly did. Very, very high spiraling kick. We got a flag all the way down here. You got to hope if you're a Stars fan that that's a... that that's offsides on the defense, but wait a minute, their official saying bring it all the way back.
That's a 38-yard punt that Kearney Catholic would cover, and that would be disaster if it's an unforced error here on Kearney Catholic. And they were allowed to advance it, and Keegan Fitzgerald comes out of there with his hand spread, and it doesn't look good for the Stars. We have not had an indication of what the flag is for yet. Fitzgerald's trying to talk to the official. They push him back as they bunch together. This is a huge call in this football game, and the officials know it. They want to make sure they get it right. And they call illegal procedure on a punt against Kearney Catholic. And it'll be a re-punt here for the Stars. A huge break for Crofton, and the flag was thrown on the Crofton sideline. The side judge in front of the Crofton bench was the one that threw the flag.
Well, Dave Colling not happy with the call, but what do you do at this point? Is it pretty obvious when everybody else is down at the one end of the field, the flag sticking out there like a sore thumb. The official made the call immediately, and they got to live with it. Well, that's a strange call when everybody comes out of a timeout and everybody's supposed to be set and ready to go.
Well, now that backs the Stars up even farther. No penalties on Crofton. Three on Kearney Catholic. The ball spotted about the 10. Here comes some pressure from the outside, and the punt is blocked, and it at least goes out of the back of the end zone for Kearney Catholic. It is a safety. Nathan Hoffman blocks the punt. A huge turn of developments in this football game. The Stars would have been inside the 25, and now they will have to be behind 8-0 and get ready for a free kick.
Now, right now, you know, you still got a lot of ball game left, 10 minutes left. You gotta get out there, regroup right now and say, guys, forget what just happened. Hey, it's over. We gotta move on.
So the Kearney Catholic fans getting a little bit of what you had to say there, Tony, and trying to make some noise here, but Tony, Crofton's had one big play. Kearney Catholic seems to be, I'm not gonna say dominating, but they've been doing some things they want to do. Yet they're behind 8, and Crofton has the ball after this free kick.
Yeah, you're right. But you know what? You got to go back to that. If you're on the defense side of the ball, you're saying, hey, they haven't moved the ball. That we've done everything we wanted to do. If you'd have said that they had one big play in the first half to this point, you'd have taken that because they were supposed to run over you when they came in here anyway.
Dave Colling finally got the ear of the official in the white hat this time. He didn't get a chance to talk to him after that penalty negated the turnover on the punt. So now it's a free kick here, and they will kick it off from the 20-yard line, so Crofton will get good field position. They actually do put Pites as their deep man, Tony. He wasn't actually the fastest guy when he ran that 60-yard touchdown. He was just the biggest guy, and if you can get a little head of steam on him, he is very, very tough to bring down to the Stars. Haven't had to worry about that outside of that 60-yard touchdown run. They've been bringing him down for short gains ever since. 15 yards rushing on the other 6 carries for Pites.
I think I kick it away from him still.
Well, let's see if they squib it. They've got the win. Fitzgerald, kind of a bum knee, and it's going to be a high short kick. Taken at the 42 by the up man to the 45. The ball's fumbled, and Kearney Catholic's got it. And there are no flags. The ball covered by Jack Graham.
Well, that official's got a flag in his left hand.
But Kearney Catholic covers it on the free kick at the 46-yard line.
Yeah, good job out there. Somebody gets a hand in there, the ball just shoots out, and there's 2 Stars right there. So immediately, Jack Graham, a sophomore, makes his impact felt on special teams. Big play for Jack.
Well, there's one for you. On a free kick, we've seen some real odd things here in the last 2 minutes, but it's 8-0 Crofton. Stars ball at the Crofton 46-yard line. Fitzgerald in motion. They will hand it to him on an end around. He's got some room. Gets the corner. 40, 35, and it'll be brought down at the 34-yard line, and that's going to be right at the first down marker. Should be enough for the first down.
And those people on the edge out there, good job of keeping the hands in tight, not letting an official. You know, once you get your hands outside and they see that jersey pull, you can call holding. They keep their hands real tight that time, and he's able to get the corner.
Just under 10 minutes to go here in what has been a pretty long first half of play, and it's 8-0 Crofton. Now, first down and 10 at the Warrior 34-yard line. Hand off Pacheco up the middle, and he's just hit right around the waist to the legs and dropped down at the 33-yard line. Just a minimal gain. It'll be second down and 9.
Well, Gunther has been all over the place in this first half, and you know they rely on him on the defense of the Warriors quite a bit. When you look at the tackle points, Gunther's up there, Pites is up there, Schieffer's up there, so they get a lot of people around the football.
Second down and 9, Kearney Catholic, trailing 8-0 here in the C2 State quarterfinals at the 33 of Crofton. After the third turnover by Crofton, 2 of them on fourth down. And it's an end around again to Colling. Colling gets to the 30. He spins, gets a couple more than he should have, still on his feet, and now a penalty flag comes in as they blow the play dead at the 28-27-yard line. The referee threw the flag, and it is a face mask.
Well, that's
5-yard indication, it looks like.
Yeah,
good run by Colling.
That'll be a first down, looks like, from where they're at right now, Doug. So they'll move the chains. That's a good break for the Stars there. Put a whole bunch of people around the football, and somebody must have just got up a little bit high on them. Just a 5-yard variety.
5 first downs for the Stars, according to my numbers. 1 for Crofton, but they have the lead, 8-0, and the ball will be moved to the 22-yard line of Crofton. First down and 10, Stars. Split out wide to left is Connor's strike. Twins to the right side in Hoosman and in Fitzgerald, who goes in motion again. Clinch under center with Pacheco behind him on first down. Toss sweep left side. Pacheco, the corner is sealed. He'll dance enough to get to the 20 and to the 19-yard line, and that was all on his own.
Yeah, you just got to make a decision. Once they get you to cut back inside, you know there's white jerseys coming at you. He just darts forward as much as he could get, and that's all he could get. Good job by him.
You're listening to the State Football Playoffs on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR, FM, Kearney, Minden, Sargent, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And if we yell real loud, they'll hear us in Elgin as well today, as South Loop is up there in D1 action. A lot more at halftime. Second down, 8 yards to go for the Stars. Fitzgerald in motion. Stars have put somebody in motion almost every play. Swing pass out to him, complete. 15, left sideline, 10, and he spins, breaks a tackle to the 5, and it'll be pushed out of bounds inside the 5. First and goal, Stars at the 2.
That's just a quick hitter. You're not used to seeing that. You know what? Crofton's never saw that play before today. Those quick hitters where they just zing the ball out there. He spun away. Schieffer just blasted him down there about the 3-yard line.
What a great job he did spinning out of there. See a great crowd on hand here, Tony. Looks like John Klingensmith ready to go skiing with the puffy coat down there. First down and goal at the 2 for the Stars. Down 8-0. Calling in motion. Handed off to Pacheco. Right side. Walks in. Untouched. Touchdown. Stars.
Well, everybody went for that fake of that first man, thinking they're going to take it up the middle, and they're able to bounce it outside. So the Stars on the board here in the middle of the second quarter.
You are exactly right. When Calling went in motion, the linebacker went with him, and there was nobody there. They sealed the corner that time, and it is 8-6. Stars are not going to go for the two-point conversion. They're going to line up for the extra point, which I think is a good call. Play your game. Crofton didn't go for two. They have a safety up there. Fitzgerald now for the extra point. Pacheco the holder. The placement down, the kick is away, the kick is up, and the kick is good. With 8:04 to go in the first half of the C2 State Quarterfinals, Crofton 8, Kearney Catholic 7, and you're listening to the State Football Playoffs on Classic Hits 98.9, brought to you in part by Misco Sports. Misco's has been keeping us better equipped for the games we play for years. Back after this.
Protein Design is the name you need to know for quality screen printing and embroidery, plus experienced and friendly service. No matter what the sport, special occasion, or business need, the staff at Protein Design can help you by providing unique and creative designs, your favorite brands like Adidas, Mizuno, Nike, and Wilson, and our specialty on-time order delivery. No job is too big or too small, so call us today for a free price quote. Protein Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteindesign.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
There's actually a little break in the clouds off to our north. Coach Dan Moore said it was about 10 to 15 degrees warmer when he left Ansley before the game, and the sun was shining. So maybe, I'll tell you what, this weather is way better than predicted. So
no,
we'll take it and keep our fingers crossed, Tony.
No doubt about it. You mentioned Dan Moore in attendance today. Rick Squires taking a little football action. They've got to beat somebody down tonight, don't they?
Yeah, they got to roll over and take care of Regis in the opening round of the RMAC tournament at the Health and Sports Center at 7 o'clock. Best of luck to the Lopers.
Also, a few Cambridge boys in Mike Schopp in the house this afternoon.
Well, they, from what I heard, out-yarded and did about everything but beat North Platte St. Pat's on a pooch kick here, and it's just going to be fair caught at the 32-yard line by the up man that time, Jake Gunther, and they didn't allow any kind of a thought of dropping the football there.
Well, Logan Schieffer took his eyes off of something, and Tyson Colling said, okay, I'll put you on your back.
It's my turn. 8-7 Crofton. Again, 3 turnovers by Crofton, 2 of them on fourth down, though. The last one, though, fumbled the free kick that Jack Graham recovered. The Stars march at 46 yards. Pacheco takes it in from 2 yards out. Now Crofton, first and 10 at the 32, and right up the middle of the football field, keeping the legs churning to the 35-yard line. It'll be Tom Pites, and it'll be second down.
Hoosman's there along with Pacheco, but he just finds a way to wiggle right through where you're going to stop him at the line and dives forward for 3 yards.
Boy, I sure like what Pites did there. The officials didn't give him the benefit of the doubt. He got his butt down at the 35, then he stretched the football after he was down, laid it out between the 36 and 37, but they said, no, son, I know you're good, but you were down at the 34. Second down and 7 in that double wing. This time they go to Jansen on the right side. He spins off one man and then runs into Alex Lowe, who will drive him down to the 39-yard line. But a decent gain of 5 on the play, and it'll be third down and 2.
Boy, he just spun, and Alex Lowe is on just about a full sprint, just crushed him, and Jansen is hurting back there. He'll stay in the ball game, but you know that he is feeling the effects of that hit. Lowe drilled him.
Closer to 3rd and 3 once they mark it between the 38 and the 39. Crofton a little extra time in the huddle. That might mean go to the air into the wind that we do have at about 15 miles an hour. Unbalanced eye. Jansen, the quarterback. He's going to drop back and hand it off on the draw play to Pites. He breaks off one man, bounces outside, and gets enough for the first down to the 44. Good hard run by the senior running back of the Warriors.
You know, it's one of those runs where he just runs so low behind those guys, you kind of lose track. And then when he knows what he needs to get, he just kind of hops forward for the first down.
Crofton 8, Kearney Catholic 7, 6.5 to go here in the first half. At halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll look ahead at all the games that are going on in C and D tonight. Give you the first half stats. Got a little volleyball to talk about as the Stars head to state. Here's a toss play to Jansen, right side. He runs behind Pites. A penalty flag as he comes out to the 50-yard line. It's going to be dropped back at the line of scrimmage by the side judge. And it looks like he is pointing towards the Warriors, and this one apparently will come back.
That's going to be a hold on the outside, I think. He might even say a personal foul here.
Our referee says chop block. Well, he pointed towards Kearney Catholic.
Well, that's who it's going to be on.
You can chop block on the defense, Tone?
Well, I don't know, but all the flags today seem to be coming from one gentleman.
In front of the visiting bench. And again, that's confusion over here as to what is going on. Dave calling. Of course, the problem is you're talking to the guy who didn't make the call. And I think that's why the referee is absolutely confused, and it is a chop block against the Stars, and that'll be a first down here for Crofton and move it into Kearney Catholic territory to the 35-yard line.
Wait a minute. That's
they gave him the yardage and the play. That ball is not spotted right. They gave him the 6 yards and the 15. That cannot be right. If you accept the penalty, it is from the spot of the chop block.
Yes.
You can't have both. It's not a dead ball foul. We have seen so many errors this year in situations like this, not whether the call is right or wrong, if it's a hold or not. That'll be the fourth penalty against Kearney Catholic.
I don't think they're going to change it, Doug.
That's just weird. You're going to have to get back to our consultant in refereeing here, and we'll get an answer on that. That's a 15-yard penalty. First and 10 at the 35-yard line.
The 21-yard penalty.
Tom Pites to the right side. He's going to get 2, get 3, and then be driven backwards.
Oh, no.
And now a late flag comes in after the play is over. And all of a sudden it's flag day here. And although the flags do go well with the Kearney Catholic uniforms, they're getting too many of them, and this one also is going to go against the Stars.
Oh, it's going to be a personal foul in the backfield. Look like somebody running or coming in and kicking it. If he just indicated that somebody came in and kicked somebody, then you got to throw him out of the ballgame, I would think.
Unsportsmanlike conduct on Kearney Catholic after a 2-yard gain by Tom Pites to the 33 will be 15 yards to the 18. Usually you see the visiting team not get the calls. That is not the case here. And Crofton now with 36 yards in penalties, basically, on this drive, has taken it to the 18-yard line of the Stars. 6:06 to go first half, Crompton 8, Kearney Catholic 7. So the good feeling the Stars just had on the touchdown being taken away. Pites follows his quarterback on the toss sweep over the right side. He gets to the 15 and falls forward to about the 13-yard line. A gain of 5 as Crofton is in the red zone for the first time. Their touchdown came on a 60-yard run.
And once again, Pites, though, Doug, loses balance. Somebody hits him. He spins off and then just hops forward for about 3 extra yards.
Second down and 5. 5.5 to go here in the first half of this C2 State quarterfinal matchup. Hustle up to the line out of that double wing again. Jansen, this time we'll send second Jansen in motion. He'll come right up the middle, and he will be hit after a short gain to between the 11 and 12. The quarterback, Alex Jansen, giving it to his running back, Justin Jansen. And Justin's going to get a yard. We'll call it 3rd and 4.
Yeah, with everybody keying on Pipes, you got to think at certain times they've got to give it to Jansen. But Jansen only 80 carries on the year, so he gets the ball 8 times a game is all.
Third down. Again, they've got Pipes in motion. They give it to him on an end around. Right side has a big hole to the 10. Breaks a man miss to the 5. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Crofton Warriors. The second touchdown run of the afternoon. For Tom Pites, and this one from 11 yards out takes him over 100 yards in the first half.
Well, it looked like earlier in this ball game it was going to be disastrous when the punt hit and then it gets called back and this and that happened. Jack Graham makes a big play and recovers a fumble on the kickoff, I guess. Kearney Kelly goes down and scores. 2 penalties contribute hugely, hugely here to this drive. So we'll see if the Stars can regroup.
68-yard drive. The extra point kick this time again is woefully bad. It actually hits the pylon in the back of the end zone. So something that they have not been able to do today is convert, but you throw in the safety, and it looks like a regulation football game. 2 touchdowns and a couple of extra points. But with 4:47 to go in the first half of play, it is Crofton 14 and Kearney Catholic 7. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs brought to you in part by Five Points Bank of Hastings.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
And the kick is away here for Crofton. It's short, taken on the run at the 20-yard line up to the 25. Fitzgerald doesn't have a lot of speed behind him, finds a little bit of a gap. The ball popped loose, but he is able to gather it in across the 35 and up to the 39-yard line. And that's where the Stars will take over. Well, the Stars definitely have an advantage in special teams, Tony, the kicking game for Crofton. And we've seen that before. Northeast Nebraska, they're used to going for 2 so many times. They actually try to kick, but special teams goes Kearney Catholic's way.
I thought woefully bad was a great way to describe that.
So the Stars.
Pylon still down, by the way.
With the nose of the football touching their 40-yard line. Takeover trailing 14-7. 4:40 to go in the first half. Clinch is under center. Twins to the right side. Nobody to the left. They try to run it to the short side with Pacheco. He's doing a lot of dancing. And finally, at the last minute, is able to leap forward for a gain of about a yard and a half up to the 41, 41 and a half. It'll be second down. And again, Pacheco has the Stars touchdown, but that is his 10th rushing attempt, and he has 16 yards.
Yeah, Stars got away with a hold right there. Alex Lowe had that guy wrapped up, and the official on the way back to the huddle says 24. Don't do that again. I'm going to have to call it. And that would have been an easy call.
Hoosman lined up to the right. Fitzgerald to the left. They're not going four wide as they have most of the ball game. Fake the handoff to Pacheco, rolling to his left, clinch, gets his feet set, throws it out here, open it and dropped at the Crofton 48-yard line. Looking to run before he caught it was Keegan Fitzgerald. It'll be third down and eight instead of first down in Crofton territory. You don't see that very often, though, from the Stars or Keegan Fitzgerald, who is very sure-handed and has been one of the reasons the Stars are still in this football game.
No doubt about it. You don't see Rex fumble it very often either, but that was a killer Saturday.
Let's have a different outcome. Third down and nine at their own 41-yard line now. Stars will go, again, just two wideouts, Jerga. Double tight end set, which you never see from Kearney Catholic. Shotgun, fake the handoff. Clinch wants to run the quarterback. Draw makes one man miss, two men, and then he is going to be crunched by the linebackers at the 46-yard line. A risky play on third and long there, but there was some missed tackling. Clinch shouldn't have got a whole lot on that, and he is hit pretty hard, and he will be slow to get up, but does walk off, and it's going to be fourth down at about 3 yards to go here as Clinch able to pick up five on the play.
Yeah, Clinch comes over and immediately goes to the trainers and sits down.
So the Stars will have the ball, and coming in will be Blake Holtmeyer. He's blocking in on the right side. Remember, the last punt was blocked for a safety. No rush this time, and that kick is a good spiral. If it stays in, it'll roll away. It's 20-15 and bounce out of bounds near the 10-yard line. They'll say at the 11-yard line. So a 43-yard punt and no return. Crofton will take over at their own 11.
Well, you got them pinned deep in a hole here, and that Crofton's offense not real explosive. I'd be surprised if they do anything flashy and turn it and hand it off. And if they pick up a first down or two and run the clock runs out, oh, well, that's just the way it goes. We'll take the lead to half.
Well, Kearney Catholic has to come up with a defensive stand here because Crofton will get the ball to start the second half. The Stars started and moved it into the red zone but ended up getting stopped on fourth down. 3:05 to go here first half, 14-7. Crofton at their own 11. Jansen in motion. Toss sweep right side to Jansen. He'll just follow the pile out to the 15-yard line. Going to be a gain of four.
Yeah, it's one of those deals. They get so many people up there. Oh, no, now another flag comes out. This is like...
Well, we got a penalty. We got a man down here for Kearney Catholic, Tony.
But the official threw another flag.
And that is Alex Lowe. And he looks like he got one in the back. He is getting up a little gingerly, and out come the training staff again, and they have been kept way too busy here this afternoon at Miles Field. The officials discussing a few things as Jacob Dakey trots back into the football game here. Burkink, Tony, is over on the sideline, and our white hat is going to tell us unsportsmanlike conduct again on Kearney Catholic.
The flag came out, literally, there were no white jerseys around green jerseys. People are going back to the huddle. I mean, 10 seconds after the play, after the whistles had blown, that flag came out.
Kearney Catholic, in this second quarter, had a punt that was fumbled by Crofton, wiped out by an illegal procedure on a punt. They had a chop block called on them on defense and two unsportsmanlike conducts. It is first and 10 at their own 30 after the 15-yard penalty. Four penalties for 50 yards in this quarter. Tom Pites toss sweep right side, and he is not going to get much as he gets out to about the 33-yard line. It'll be second down and seven. Pites 104 yards according to my total in both touchdowns. One a 60-yard run, one an 11-yard run. Lowe gets back into the ball game, trots in there, looks a little bit better, and coming back out will be Jacob Dakey. Clock continues to roll with 2:20 to go here in the first half. 14-7 Crofton. Warriors ball at their own 33, second and seven, staying in that wing T formation. Alec Jansen will send Pites in motion. Inside handoff to Justin Jansen. Penalty flag. He's wrapped up at the 35-yard line. Short gain, but again, let's see what the flag is, which comes from the Kearney Catholic sideline.
Well, it's going to be a hold on Hoffman on the outside. He drugged somebody down. Hoffman says, puts his hands in the air and said, "What did I do?"
Not near enough reaction from the Kearney Catholic fans that there was an actual penalty called against Crofton. And this is one thing that they can't afford to do either, Tony. They're a running offense. You can't have second and long, third and long, more than 10 yards to go. Again, that hasn't been a problem all year. They've won every game by at least 22 points and have been able to run over teams. But the hold will move the ball back to the 25-yard line and make it second down and 15, wiping out the Jansen carry, which was all of about 2 yards. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, so stay with us. And again, a little break here to fix a helmet. And looks like we've got everything duct taped together for John Blake to get back there on the defensive line. Jansen had been over on the sideline. The quarterback, Alex Jansen, had been over there the whole time with Tony Hoffman. And now he's trying to tell his team the play. So let's see if they go to the air here on second and 15. Wing T again. Ball is loose on the ground. And I don't think the center snapped it, Tony. I think you can have a 5-yard illegal procedure penalty. That's exactly right. The center was the only one they didn't tell the play to, and that'll make it second and 20 at their own 20.
Yeah, everybody crashed in there. Both lines are going at it, and the center's sitting there holding, just waiting for number two to come out of the quarterback's mouth.
Well, right now, I think Crofton coach Tony Hoffman's going to be content to sit on it. It's second and 20 at their own 20 with a minute 40 and counting here, and they are not hustling to the line at all. It'll be interesting if Kearney Catholic can come up with a stop here and make it third and long, whether they would burn a timeout. They will send two men out wide to the right. So far, 0-for-2 with a pick. They send Pites in motion. It's going to be a draw up the middle to the 30-yard line, and they'll get 10 of it, and it'll be third down and 10. So they send a lot of folks in motion and then handed it off to Logan Schieffer for his first carry of the afternoon. Kearney Catholic has elected not to use a timeout here, so the clock will continue to run. They don't have to snap it until there is about 48 seconds to go here in the first half, third and 10 at their own 30.
Yeah, I think this is going to be something crazy like Pites again. Just the same play they run. If he breaks it, great. If he doesn't, no problem.
No wideouts. Pites starts in motion. Hard count, trying to draw him off sides, and Crofton will call a timeout. So it worked earlier in the football game on their opening drive. This time the Stars don't jump, and timeout will be called. Each team has one timeout remaining, 50 seconds to go in the first half of this C2 State quarterfinal at Miles Field. It is Crofton 14, Kearney Catholic 7. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs, brought to you in part by Misco Sports on the Bricks, downtown Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Doug Duda, Tony Davis here on Platte River Radio's Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, and Funk. Glad you're along with us here for this C2 State quarterfinal game. Crofton 14, Kearney Catholic 7, 50 seconds to go before the half. The Warriors have it third and 10 on their own 30. They'll line up in an I formation with two wideouts here. This is your basic pro set. And Alex Jansen is going to drop back and draw play to Pites. Stars not fooled. He'll be hit at the line of scrimmage and driven backward. Alex Lowe, the leading tackler in C2, according to Huskerland Prep, makes the tackle. And Kearney Catholic will use their final timeout right here to make Crofton punt into the wind, which will be their first punt of the ball game, Tony.
Your first punt of the ball game. Pites, I don't think he's ever been hit this whole year like he just, you know, they gang tackle him and slam him to the ground backwards, something everybody else is accustomed to except for these guys.
Well, I think, and we'll see in the second half if they can get one play out of what they would consider a spread formation when they're out of that double wing or wing T, however you want to call it, where they actually can get some things done offensively throwing the ball, because, Tony, every time they've spread it, they've went ahead and run the football. They're trying to get a couple of those guys out of the box there, and that is the first time that Pites has been stuck for no gain.
Yeah, and but you've got to be able to – I still think, you know, it's great to be able to have Pites and be able to run the ball. Your quarterback still got to stand up, Doug, and be able to throw a short pass to loosen somebody up. I crash all 11 guys every play.
Now, Tony, we've talked about it for a long time. It's happened to some of the teams we cover. It's happened to some of the teams that we have covered against, where you can't go all the way if you're one-dimensional, and sometimes that's the problem. Just look at St. Cecilia. Everybody thinks they're one-dimensional. Last week, Xander Schmidt comes in and throws four touchdown passes as a backup quarterback. So ready to punt the football is going to be Dakota Miller, 190-pound junior, wearing number 79. On fourth and 10 at their own 30, he just wants to get it out of there. Stars not expecting a deep punt. They're not even rushing. The left-footed punt, nice high spiral, taken at the 36-yard line by Fitzgerald to the 40, right side, 45. He's hit hard and gets out to the 50-yard line. Boy, Fitzgerald's doing a good job of keeping things moving. That was a good punt, though, too. 34 yards.
You know, that's one thing. Nice holding all the blockers up, but you might go down the field then and block somebody. There were just a wall of white jerseys.
Well, the Stars have good field position, but remember, they have no timeouts, and they elected not to kick a 30-yard field goal in the first quarter. And I don't know if that's because Fitzgerald's a little banged up or they just thought that they could convert it. So 14-7, Crofton leads Kearney Catholic, 32 seconds to go before halftime. Kearney Catholic ball at midfield. Clinch did have an interception in this football game. That's been the Stars' only turnover. There are four men out to the left, one to the right. Clinch rolls to his left, looks back right, throws it underneath. It's complete to the running back, Pacheco, at the 40, and he'll run out of bounds at the Stars sideline at the 37-yard line. That's a gain of 13, 25 seconds to go.
Well, give some credit to the offensive play call there. You get four receivers to the left. Everybody thinks you're going to try and find a hole in the defense over there. Quarterback rolls that way, then boom, comes all the way back across his body and throws a strike.
Haven't seen the Stars run that play very often either, Tony. Hard to run a screen when you have nobody in the backfield.
That's
basically what that was with Pacheco. Again, they go with the bubble left. A man far left is Connor Strike. To the right is Hoosman. He's kind of in the money man this year. Clinch throws it down the line of scrimmage. It's complete to Fitzgerald. 35, 30, wants to get that first down. Gets to the 25-yard line, and that should be enough for the first down at the 26. It'll stop the clock. Oh, the clock's running. They say he did not get the first down. 12, 11, 10, 9. Stars don't know what to do, and now the play is blown dead. Oh, my. As they signal first down, they have to put more time on the clock, and the officials coming to the sideline, Tony.
Well, yeah, the official never signaled anything. He just stood out there. He never signaled for the guys to stop the clock. They're saying...
Should be about 10 more seconds.
They're saying put 12 seconds back.
16. The guys in the press box know that it should be 16. I think the white hat has told him 12. They have 16 up there. The official has not said anything. I think there's some miscommunication about how much should be on the clock. And now they'll take it down to 12 seconds. So now the Stars can run a play, Tony. They don't have to spike it. First down and 10. And now they run it and they do spike it. So 1 second comes off the clock. It'll be second down and 10. The ball is at the 27-yard line. So the Stars need to get a little bit closer here, I would think, for a field goal. In the past, a 44-yarder would be pretty good, but ball marked at the 26, actually. First and 10, and remember, Kearney Catholic doesn't have a timeout.
Well, you just scratch your head. This is a quarterfinal game, and there's absolutely no signal from any official there when the Stars picked up the last first down.
Strike wide left, trips to the right side, including Colling and Hoosman and Fitzgerald. Out of the shotgun, Pacheco stays back to block. He's going to be thrown underneath and incomplete, and it's a good thing it was incomplete because it would have been halftime as it was short and behind Colling at the 20-yard line. So do they try the field goal? It looks like they're trotting out the field goal unit because you either throw the Hail Mary or you go for the field goal here, and if it was a field goal, you'd be looking at about a 43-yarder with the wind at your back, and that would be testing Fitzgerald, but that is what they're going to do. So a 43-yarder, it is in the middle of the field, and the officials get back to see if he can make this field goal. Pacheco the holder, Fitzgerald to try a 43-yard field goal here before halftime. Good snap, placement down, the kick is away, it is... No good. The fans thought it was good, but it was off to the right. He had just enough leg to get it there, and you couldn't tell if it was inside the upright or not. But we are at halftime. Crofton has overcome turnovers. Kearney Catholic has stayed in it despite some extremely weird flags. And at halftime in this C2 state quarterfinal game, it is Kearney Catholic trailing at home to Crompton. The unbeaten Warriors, 14. The 9-1 Stars, 7. And Tony, hard to get any momentum with some of the things we saw throughout that second quarter. This was a long first half.
Well, the long first half, but Doug, go back to, if you're Kearney Catholic, as much as win against you, well, you know what, it's over. You got to regroup. It's halftime. Let's go on. Let's come out. I still go back to the play right before there. You pick up a first down. You got to blow the whistle. That to me is just strange. If these guys are working quarterfinal games and you don't blow the whistle, that makes me scratch my head. What is going on? Who's evaluating these guys? Because that's I don't know if there was 12, but there was 5 or 6 more seconds. You got to blow the whistle. That's simple.
Would have given the Stars one more play offensively. There would have been around 11 seconds instead of 6 seconds, and they wouldn't have had to try the 43-yard field goal, at least not on that play. But you got to overcome all kinds of adversity throughout the season, and right now both teams are trying to overcome their own adversity, and if you believe the flags, inflicted upon themselves. When you have a defensive chop block and 2 unsportsmanlike conduct penalties as Kearney Catholic, and you're turning the ball over like Crofton, albeit 2 of the 3 were on 4th down, the game has seen a lot of different things, and we're going to talk about them here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in just a moment. It is halftime. Crofton 14, Kearney Catholic 7, and we're back after this on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
And welcome back to high school football here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It is time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. They say your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half, Crofton 14, Kearney Catholic 7. Tony, if we can get over the oddity of a fumble on a free kick, a punt that was fumbled and then waved off by a flag, only to see the second punt blocked out of the end zone for a safety, and all the weirdness we've seen. What about the actual football in the first half?
Well, you know, there's no really surprises. Kearney Catholic does what they do on offense, or tries to do what they did on offense. Yeah, they have a lot more success against teams that aren't as big and fast as Crofton is. They're, you know, they don't see teams week in, week out like a Crofton. But Crofton, no surprises there. They're not faking the ball. When we see the wing tee from Minden, it's tough to pick up the ball, Doug. You know that better than anyone. They're faking it 4 different directions, giving it to the 9th guy through sometimes. Well, there's no faking going on with Crofton. It's just a little sweep game. They just turn around, toss the ball to Pites, and he runs, and you know, they try and wear you down. I'll be interested. You know, this fourth quarter should be really interesting because that's when they take over ball games. That's when they take over ball games, and we'll see. Can Kearney Catholic hold their own and get something going here in the third quarter?
Well, before we take a look at the stats and everything else, let's let you know what's still to come here today in the state football playoffs in Class C1. Following our game at 6 o'clock, Minden will be hosting Gothenburg from Cooper Field, and we will probably, with the way this is going, get right into the pregame of that when our ball game is over. And Pierce is at Norfolk Catholic on the west side in C1. On the east side, it's the battle of underdogs, the 13-seed Arlington at the 8-seed Wahoo, and Columbus Lakeview is at Platteview. In C2, the winner of this game will take on the winner of the Hastings St. Cecilia North Platte St. Pat's game, which kicks off at 6 o'clock at Duncan. Lincoln Field. It's on 1230 AM KHAS tonight. And again, PlatteRiverPreps.com. In the East Bracket in C2, Tri-County is at Aquinas at 7. Oakland Craig is at Lincoln Christian at Seacrest Field tonight at 6:30. Not a bad gig if you can get it playing C2 football. In 8-man, getting ready to get underway on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Our pregame at the bottom of the hour. Kickoff in Kennesaw at 5 o'clock as the unbeaten top-ranked Blue Devils welcome in Garden County. Also at 5 o'clock, South Loop is at Elgin Pope John. Bruning Davenport Shickley is at Creighton, who made it to the state finals last year. And High Plains is in West Point to take on Guardian Angels. That game is at 6. And in Class D2, the only other game that's underway right now, Sargent is hosting Medicine Valley. Also in the West Bracket in D2, Bertrand is at Loomis tonight at 6:30. And on Classic Hits, the Breeze, 94.5 FM, the top two teams in many of the polls, Giltner and Howells, meet again. And tonight it's in Howells at 6 o'clock, pregame at 5:30 on 94.5 FM. Also, Clarkson is at Exeter Milligan tonight at 5 o'clock. And best of luck to the Adams Central Patriots. Class A and B state semifinals are coming up on Friday night. The Patriots upsetting unbeaten and top-ranked McCook in exciting fashion Friday. We'll host Elkhorn at Hastings College Friday night at 7 o'clock. While Crete will be at Gretna, and in Class A, Omaha Central will play at Omaha Burke, and Papillion La Vista, the team that ended Kearney's season, will be at Lincoln Southeast on Friday.
You know, and we didn't forget A and B people today on today's Doug and Daddy Show. We'll have Bob Jensen on Friday to go over the A and B matchup, get his thoughts on it. Aurora, the last couple of years, heartbreak has happened to them twice.
And to Crete.
You're exactly right. Green advances on, who's been ranked number one all year long, them or McCook, and then to go down and do what Bill Carlin and his team did. We haven't forgot you, Bill. We're, being in Central Nebraska, we were cheering for you guys, and they come out unbelievable what they were able to do at the end of that ball game.
Finally won a close one against a rated ball club. Here at the half, it is Crofton 14 and Kearney Catholic 7. We'll be back with more after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for 3 touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? To sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
So many guests, Daddy can't round them all up here. Doug Duda, Tony Davis with us at Miles Field for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. 14-7, Crofton with the lead over Kearney Catholic here at halftime. The State High School Volleyball Tournament begins on Thursday, and we've got complete coverage on our network of stations, so it's not all football, but we're down to the final eight in volleyball, and here's how things will pan out. Kearney Catholic will play Norfolk Catholic Thursday at 12:30. You can hear that on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Then here on Classic Hits, Grand Island Central Catholic will play Concordia at 2:30. Minden will play Ogallala at 7:30. Plus, you can hear the Bertrand-Giltner match on the Breeze 94.5 FM Thursday night at 7:30, and the Hastings-St. Cecilia North Platte-St. Pat's match is at 5:30 Thursday, and that is on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. Other area teams, Grand Island plays Lincoln Northeast Class A at 12:30. Grand Island Northwest plays Omaha Groves Class B at 7:30. Ord plays Hardington Cedar Catholic in the C2 opening round 7:30 at Hastings High. A is at Heartland Event Center, B is at Senior High, C1 at Hastings College, C2 at Hastings High, D1 at Grand Island Northwest, and D2 will be played at Grand Island Central Catholic on the opening day. The semifinals in A, B, and C1 are at the Heartland Event Center, and in C2, D1, and D2 at Grand Island Senior High. So best of luck, Kearney Catholic, still alive. Very few schools can say they're still going. Hastings St. Cecilia is another one of them. Norfolk Catholic's another one of them. I hear a common theme there. Bertrand is one of them. All still alive in both football and volleyball, and that's special time at any school.
Well, when you're playing for the world championship of Phelps County tonight, what a game that should be. They're going to get after it. 7 miles apart if you're going from Loomis to Bertrand. 8, I believe, if you're going from Bertrand to Loomis. Never understood that.
There's a lot of stop signs around there.
Well,
there you go. 14-7, your score here at the half. When we come back, we'll take a look at the first half stats. So stay with us here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. The state football playoffs brought to you in part by Five Points Bank in Hastings.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Owen and Connolly have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Crompton 14, Kearney Catholic 7. Let's take a look at the first half stats. And as expected, it's the Tom Pite Show for the Crompton Warriors. He has 14 carries, 104 yards, and 2 touchdowns. But, Tony, 60 of that on one run, the first touchdown of the ball game. You have to like Kearney Catholic. If you're on Kearney Catholic side, you have to like what they've done against him so far. The state's leading rusher at 197 yards a game.
Yeah, you go crazy. You go crazy if you get those statistics. And Doug, take away his other touchdown run of 11 or 16 yards. No, there's 12. There's 11 yards. There's 12 carries for what? 29 yards? That's a, you know, that's what you tried to do. He's going to break one. You knew that coming in. You're committing so many people up there to the run. Once you get past that initial wall, he was off for the races on the big play.
So Pites, 14 carries, 104 yards. Logan Schieffer, 1 carry, 10 yards. And Justin Jansen, 5 carries for 20 yards. 20 rushing attempts, 134 yards for Crofton. Through the air, it's just not their deal. Alex Jansen is 0 for 2 with an interception, no yards. So all 134 yards on the ground, 6 first downs, 1 punt for 34 yards, 3 penalties for 20 yards, and they have turned it over 3 times. Now, twice was on 4th down. They tried to go for it on their opening possession, 4th and about 2 inches, and they put Pice under center, and he fumbled the snap, and Kearney Catholic covered it. They did not score any points off of that, though. Then they went for it again on 4th down and threw it from about their own 38 down to the 10, where it was intercepted by Kearney Catholic, and the interception by the Stars was at the 10-yard line. Tyson Colling had that pick. And then the other turnover was after they blocked the punt for a safety on the free kick. They fumbled the ball, and the Stars took over at the 46 and then eventually did get on the board. So those are the statistics here in the first half for the Crompton Warriors. For Kearney Catholic, Anthony Pacheco, 10 carries, 16 yards, and the lone touchdown. Keegan Fitzgerald, 3 carries, 36 yards. Colton Doerr, 1 carry, 2 yards. Tyson Colling, 3 carries, 0 yards. And Abe Clinch has 2 carries for negative 3 yards. He was sacked one of those 2 times. 19 rushing attempts, 51 yards here for Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, and Kearney Catholic obviously wants to go to that spread attack and get people on the outside trying to use their speed. You know, the line play, you're finding out the physicality up front being won by Crofton right now. Between the tackles has been almost non-existent, Doug.
Through the air, Abe Clinch started off 3 for 3. He has put it up 14 times. He has 8 completions. He does have 1 interception. So 8 out of 14, an interception and no touchdowns. Keegan Fitzgerald threw 1 incomplete pass on a halfback pass. 88 yards through the air for Clinch, 51 on the ground. So I have 139 yards for Kearney Catholic, 9 first downs. They have punted it twice. Once it was blocked. The other was a 43-yarder. The one turnover, the interception, that was hauled in by Justin Jansen at the Stars 44, but six penalties for 65 yards, including three 15-yard penalties in the second quarter called against Kearney Catholic. So two of the six first downs for Crofton coming via the penalty. And that is your story here at the half. The scoring, Kearney Catholic got the ball first. But, again, we saw both teams going for it on fourth down a couple of times on their first two drives, and nobody able to convert. The 60-yard touchdown run by Tom Heitz capped the 69-yard drive with 2:29 to go in the first quarter. The kick was low and did not make the upright, 6-0. Then on the first play of the second quarter, Tyson Colling came up with the interception. And then we have the fumbled punt that was negated by a illegal procedure penalty on Kearney Catholic. And so they had to punt it again, and it was blocked out of the back of the end zone by Nathan Hoffman. That made it a safety, 8-0 with 10:15 to go in the second quarter. Then Jack Graham jumped on the fumble on the ensuing free kick, and the Stars marched 46 yards, capping it off with a 2-yard run from Anthony Pacheco. Keegan Fitzgerald made the extra point, made it 8-7 Crofton with 8:04 to go. And then Crofton, with the help of those three 15-yard penalties, moved the ball down the field, and they ended up taking it in from 11 yards out with Pites. The extra point again was short, and that makes it 14-7 with 4:47 to go in the first half. Kearney Catholic got close enough for a 43-yard field goal on the final play of the half, which was just wide right by Keegan Fitzgerald. And that's where we're at. Halftime, Kearney Catholic 14 and Crofton 7.
Obviously, I think if you're Kearney Catholic, Coach Colling had a couple, three of the boys coming out saying, hey, here's what they told us was going on. We got to clean that up. Let's forget it. It's done with. We got to start with a fresh clean slate here the second half. We got to go get after some people. So continue to play football. We've done it all year. We've scored points all year. We'll get on the board again. Let's open this thing up.
Hey, we want to say hi to everybody listening out there on Classic Hits 98.9, and especially those listening in on the web, including Steve Wallin. Glad to see him listening to the program today and listening to the football game out in Lincoln, as the Stars, one of the biggest followers that the Stars have. So I hope you're enjoying the football game. Now we'll see if Kearney Catholic can get it turned around. They have to kick it off to Crofton, though, to start the third quarter. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
It's hard to believe, but football and volleyball season are beginning to wind down. And Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, wants to get you ready for the postseason by closing out all of their football and volleyball apparel and equipment, now 30% off. Misco's also has Cutter's football gloves at 35% off. And don't forget this month, a great deal on shoes, sandals, basketball shoes, whatever you could put on your feet, up to 50% off. And don't forget the football and volleyball closeout, 30% off all apparel and equipment now at Misco's.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
The team's getting their final instructions from coaches Dave Colling and Tony Hoffman. Someone will see an outstanding season come to an end here in 24 minutes of football, and somebody will advance on to the state semifinals to play either Hastings St. Cecilia or North Platte St. Pat's. Tony, I think you said it best. Kearney Catholic has to forget about what happened with the flags in the first half and play football, but have they used up all of the plays in their playbook here trying to keep it outside against that great line of the Crofton Warriors?
Well, you know, you'll have to see. They're going to try and go back outside. Hopefully it won't be the reverse and stuff. Hopefully they just get out there with their speed. They've done that at times, but they've never been able to keep sustaining that and doing it over and over again.
Kearney Catholic has kind of pooched their two kicks so far this football game, keeping it out of Pites' hands, who stands back at the 8-yard line. Will they do it again?
Yeah, I got to think so. They can keep it away from him.
Kearney Catholic, of note, will have the wind at their back in the fourth quarter. It's not completely north to south. It's kind of a northeast wind that is blowing across the field here at Miles Field. But there is no precipitation, and good news on that. We're ready to go in the second half, and Fitzgerald kicks an onside kick that is going to be covered at midfield by Crofton. And, Tony, I don't think that was an intentional onside kick. That just didn't even look very pretty. If it was intentional, so be it. But the Stars were not in a position that they needed to do an onside kick. I think he just pooched it a little too much.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That's a great field position for the Warriors to start things off in the second half.
At the 49-yard line. So Crofton already with field position to start the second half. Pipes will line up on the left side. Jansen on the right side in this wing T look. And they'll toss it to Pipes over the right side. And he immediately breaks it to the outside. And he's dragging Stars with him down to the 41-yard line right at the first down marker.
Yeah, they try and bounce him outside. That was a better job by the offensive line than they did the whole first quarter. I wonder if they mixed something up at the halftime talking about where they were, how they were going to block that, because he had the outside wide open.
Maybe even move some offensive linemen around. And that time, Callan List had a few words with Alex Lease at the end of the play. The ball nearly fumbled as they bring it to the 35-yard line. Just picking it up is Jansen after the first down. That ball almost slid through his mittens, but instead of that, he picks up 5 yards.
It's one of those, again, just crash forward.
14-7, Crofton, opening minute of the second half here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Giltner, and Minden. Minden-Gothenburg, 6 o'clock here on Classic Hits. Now to an I formation. Single wing to the right side on second and 5, and they're back to pass. Jansen floats it out here into the flat. It's complete to the 25-yard line. Short gain enough for a first down to Justin Jansen. They kept it safe, and it is the first completed pass of the ball game for Crofton.
Well, that's a much better, well-thrown pass there. When you don't throw it very often, he floated it out there perfectly.
Going to be a gain of 12. And Crofton could go a long way towards a victory if they can stick the opening drive of the second half into the end zone. 14-7 Crofton. And after a onside kick, or at least that's what it ended up being, Crofton started at their 49 and they're at the Stars 23 in 1 minute. First down and 10. And they will fake the handoff and roll out. And Jansen is sacked. Alex Lease had it read and drops him back at the 28-yard line. A loss of 5. Second and 15.
Well, pretty good job at least getting off that block on the outside and saying, here you go. No room at all for him to roll out.
Hard to get many sacks defensively when the other team doesn't throw the ball. That's only the fourth time that Jansen has went back to pass. He's got one of everything. An incompletion, a completion, an interception, and now a sack. Second and 14 to go. Pites in motion. Toss it to him on the right side. Follows his blockers. Gets tripped up as he gets close to the 25-yard line. Going to get 3 yards on the play. It'll be third down and 11.
That was Squires up there leading the charge for the Stars that time. You're going to have to start hearing his name a lot more if they're going to slow Pites down.
Well, Coach Hoffman told me, I've had teams that their goal was to get to state. He goes, to the finals, this team hasn't talked about it, and he thinks maybe that's what makes them a little more special. Kearney Catholic trying to get deeper into the playoffs than they've ever been. Third and 11 at the 25-yard line. Jansen back to pass, looks for his tight end. List is covered. He'll take off and run, get to the 23-yard line. Minimal gain. The Stars are there. Maybe give him the 22. It'll be fourth down and long, and they don't have a kicker, so it'll be go-for-it time here for Crofton.
Looks like they don't have a kicker, but, you know, during halftime, they come out immediately. Brock Mueller starts kicking the football, and everything he hit, I mean, it was just extra point range, but it was dead straight down the middle, and they looked like they knew what they were doing there.
Big play here for Kearney Catholic. It's fourth and 10, 3 wideouts here for Crofton at the 23. Offset eye, Jansen, hard count. He drops back to pass. Quarterback drawn. There's all kinds of room. To the 20, to the 15, to the 14, and he is going to be right at the first down marker. This all depends on the spot. Kearney Catholic thinks they have him stopped. And they do. They needed 10. They got 9. A good call for a team that can't throw the ball. But the Stars take over at their own 14 and low, slow to get up again. That's been another story in this game from both sides.
Yeah, a lot of injuries. A lot of people limping off the field for the Stars especially.
So Casey stops Crofton at the 14-yard line. And now the Stars, trailing 14-7, have their first possession, and they go four wide here. Back to that Shooting Star offense with Clinch in the shotgun, Pacheco behind him. And they will hand it to Pacheco. Off the right side, makes one man miss, across the 15, and gets out to the 20. One of his best runs of the ball game, a gain of six.
Yeah, a lot better job there of blocking up there. There's a hole, actually, for the running back to get through. I mean, there haven't been holes that first half.
He had, for the short gains he had in the first half, a lot of dancing around just to get a couple. He had 10 carries for only 16 yards. That's a six-yard pickup there. Second and four at their own 20-yard line. Now an I formation for Kearney Catholic with Clinch under center. Here comes the defense. Toss sweep right side. Pacheco needs some blockers, and he doesn't get it. He is swallowed up back at the 15-yard line by Evan Wookman. And he makes the tackle for a big loss, and it'll be third down, and they need about all 10 of it again.
Yeah, Evan Wookman, a sophomore for this Warrior defense.
Loss of five for Pacheco, and it'll bring up third down. Stars, it almost seemed like they could throw it every play in this football game, but they have been patient. They have run the ball as much as they have attempted to throw it. And the Stars, with 8 minutes to go here in the third quarter, have a third and nine at their own 15. Clinch still checking his armband as they break the huddle. He's out of the shotgun. He sends Fitzgerald in motion, giving him trips to the left side. Fake the handoff. Clinch rolls out, has a man, but doesn't want to throw it. Now some pressure. Decides to tuck it up and run, and he's going to get out to the 17-yard line, and that's about it. Connor Strite was open here in the flat, but short of that first down marker, and maybe that's why he didn't pull the trigger. It'll be fourth down.
Well, Doug, short of it, and he had to throw the ball back across his body, rolling out that way. It was just an awkward position for him to throw it to. 30-13, Sargent over Med Valley in the first quarter.
First quarter? End of the first. Wow. Kearney Catholic will punt it away with Connor Strite. First one was blocked. Well, he hit a good one, then it was called up by penalty, and then he had a 43-yarder. High snap, but he brings it down. Not much of a rush. Gets it away, but he hit the end of it, and it's not a good putt at all. The high snap threw it off, and Crofton will take over in Kearney Catholic territory at the 40-yard line. It'll be a 23-yard punt. Not a good start here for Kearney Catholic in the second half, Tony.
No, it's a perfect start for Crofton because everything's going on the end of the field at Kearney Catholic.
Just the fire doesn't seem to be there. The noise is not there from the crowd. Everybody kind of sitting on their hands right now. And Crofton, a chance to go up by 20 or by 14. They're up 14-7. Pites on first down. Fake the dive. Give it to Pites right side. Just keeps the legs churning. There's Alex Lowe again. He is having a great football game. Calling and Pacheco help him out. Gain of two to the 38. And Pites waits for everybody to get off him before he can head back to the huddle.
That's one of those. There's just a pile. Gotta wait for bodies to get off of you.
6:36 and counting here in the third quarter. It's still 14-7 Crofton on two Tom Pites touchdown runs, 60 and 11 yards. Now Callan List is out wide left, Jansen slot left. And they send Tom Pites in motion, toss it to the left side. Pites gets a little bit of a hold of the 35 and will be swallowed up right there. A gain of three. It'll be third down and five. And they are not concerned because they don't have to get it in three downs, Tony. They're going to be able to use four if necessary.
Exactly right. And once again, there's no speed factor used at all. These are big bodies crashing forward. And Pice just basically walks behind him, then falls forward for two extra yards.
Actually seems a little winded out there after his 18th carry. They're not hustling. They want that clock to keep going. Lay on the ball two or three extra seconds. It adds up. Some confusion about personnel right now. Trotting into the ball game, I believe that's Austin Jones at tight end, number 88. They take Jansen out of the football game, and Crofton has to burn a timeout. Yeah, there was confusion about who should be in the football game, and Crofton will burn the first time out of the second half. 5:35 to go, third quarter of this C2 state quarterfinal game. It's Crofton 14, Kearney Catholic 7, and the state football playoffs brought to you in part by Misco Sports.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You can be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
Crofton lines up third and five at the Star 35-yard line out of the timeout. Single wing, unbalanced eye, and they will send List in motion, and they will hand it off over the right side. Just a power dive that's going to be short of the first down, but 3 yards for Pice. They find a whole different bunch of plays for him to carry the ball. It'll be fourth and two.
But once again, the quarterback goes all the way over to the sideline, and Alex Jansen gets that play. You know, you got to give the ball to Pites again here. He crashed forward for 2 yards and first down. Move the chains.
They have not shown the ability to do anything through the passing game to try and fool Kearney Catholic. So, again, it comes down to the guys on the line. Now, as they see the offensive line, Kearney Catholic makes a change. Fourth and two at the 32. And they will send List in motion. Hand it off Pites, left side. He's got the first down easily over the 30 down to the 27. We talked about it in the pregame, Tony. They may not be dominating the line in the first half, but they could wear the Stars down at about this point in the ball game. A 5-yard gain for Pites.
Well, that's, you saw a little bit of urgency in the running, a little bit of downhill right there, just crashing forward, a little speed involved in that run.
That may have been what Tony Hoffman told his troops during the timeout. It's time to take it up a gear. Kearney Catholic needs to keep this at 14-7 and hope to get the ball with the wind at their back in the fourth quarter. 4:30 to go, third quarter, 14-7 Crofton. First and 10 at the Star, 27-yard line. Jansen in motion. He's out wide to the left side. They want to throw the ball. Pop pass is knocked down. Knocked out of there by Lowe, trying to get it to Callen List.
Yeah, Lowe gets a paw on the ball before it could ever get to the receiver. So good play there.
Second down and 10. A safe pass, but an incomplete pass for the Crofton Warriors, stopping the clock with 4:22 to go. Again, the only other game that's going on, Sargent had jumped out to a 30-13 lead over Medicine Valley in the D2 quarterfinals. The winner of that, Sargent, will get Bertrand or Loomis in the semis. First, second and 10 now, Crofton. Hand it off. Pites, left side, has some room, gets across the 25, and is going to get down between the 21 and the 22. Usually you just see him slowly get through the hole. That time he exploded through, and he's going to pick up about 4 yards on the play, more than that, maybe five and a half. It'll be third, and we'll call it five.
Once again, Doug, it's like you're exactly right. Like the coach said, okay, it's time to go.
Kearney Catholic needs a big defensive play here. Third down and five. They've already converted to fourth, and they'll hand it off right side. Pites jumps over one man but doesn't get much. He gets to the 20, and that'll be it. It'll be fourth down. And about 3 yards to go, 2.5 yards to go after a 1-yard gain.
There's all sorts of people getting up slower and slower now, but they'll spot that ball. It'll be fourth and three, and now,
as they say, pain don't hurt, Tony. It's whoever can handle it right now. 14-7, and Jansen goes out. They bring in the big tight end, Austin Jones. They don't list the height, but he's got to be the tallest kid out there right now. Big play for the Stars. Ken Crofton convert fourth down again. Fourth at a short three. List in motion. They'll hand it off left side. We've got a penalty flag. And to the first down marker will be Tom Pites, and I think he will have the first down, but there is a flag in the backfield.
The Callen List went forward before they snapped the ball, Doug. It's going to be an illegal motion because that number 46 comes from the right side of the formation, goes in motion, and goes then. There you go, illegal shift.
Illegal motion there will be the fourth. Will be a fourth penalty, and yeah, they're going to ask for a measurement. So if Crofton didn't get the first down, the Stars will decline it and take the ball. If they did get the first down, and Tony, I think he did, then it'll be fourth down and 8, 7.5. The ball between the 17, well, pretty much right on to 17. As they bring the chains out for an important measurement here in this football game. And as they stretch the chains, it would be enough for a first down. So Kearney Catholic will have to accept the penalty here. Pice got just enough to make Kearney Catholic take the penalty. It'll be fourth down and just under 8 yards to go. Ball at the 25.
Well, immediately, obviously, with the kicking like we saw in the first half, they'll just go for it here. You got to think they'll go back to that draw, won't you, Doug? Some point, they had pretty good success with that.
They've done okay. The one pass they completed was a safe one from Alex Jansen to Justin Jansen out of the backfield. Now you put Eric Kleinschmidt out to the left. They may throw one to the end zone. Let's find out. Fourth and eight. Jansen back to pass, looking left, pressure coming, throws it out here, has the man, and it is knocked down at the 5 yard line. Incomplete. Brian Hoosman came flashing in front of the intended receiver, Logan Schieffer, and the Stars take over. And a long, long drive comes to an end for Crofton at the Star 25-yard line.
You know, long isn't really, you know, long on the field isn't what it was. Long on the clock is what it was. So let's see if the Stars get something going on this offensive possession.
So they stop them at the 25-yard line. Two drives for Crofton, both stopped inside the 30 of the Stars. 2:48 to go, third quarter, 14-7. Clinch under center, Fitzgerald in motion, turns. He's going to hand it to him on the end around. Has a little room to the 30, 35, and out to the 40-yard line. First down, Kearney Catholic, a 14-yard run for Keegan Fitzgerald, who again gets slammed to the ground hard, and he is going to be a sore young man tomorrow. The key is, will he still have another game to play? First down of the second half of the Stars, Tony.
That's that speed to the outside. They just, you know, somebody, those linebackers crash in for that fake, and then, boom, he's around the end and uses that speed. Speed kills. We say it all season long.
Four carries for 50 yards for Fitzgerald. First down and 10 at their own 39-yard line. Now Colling comes in motion. They hand it to him, trying to go around the right side. Gets to the 42-yard line. It'll be wrapped up right there. The ball came loose, but it was already ruled down. Pites with the tackle, a 3-yard gain for Tyson Colling.
Now, Pites is going to get credit for the tackle, but Hoffman's the one that made the play because he had to belly out and go wider or go into the backfield further than he wanted to go down the line.
2 minutes to go, third quarter. Crofton still up, 14-7, same score we had at halftime. Stars have yet to be in Crofton territory in the second half. It's only their second possession of the third quarter. They spent a living there in the first half but only had 7 points. Now they go four wide to the left on second down and 8 yards to go. Clinch, empty backfield out of the shotgun. Looks right, throws right, complete to Hoosman, short of the first down at the 48-yard line. Little 6-yard gain. It'll be third down and two.
Boy, if he pump faked that way and came back this way to Pacheco, he's wide open, Doug. They just left him alone standing there.
Still some plays to run in this football game, and I'm sure that Rashawn Harvey and his coaching staff, Coach Brungart and the boys up in the cherry picker, saw that one. Third down and two, though. The Stars need to convert here to get that fresh set of downs. Take that ball into the fourth quarter. Up pressing the coverage will be Crofton. Clinch wants to throw out in the flat. Got a man. Fitzgerald, did he get his hands under it? No. They say that it bounced. And it'll be fourth down and two as he was able to get underneath Austin Wuchman there. And it'll be fourth down. Stars had it. Clinch just didn't get it out there, throwing to the wide side of the field.
Yeah, pass was underthrown, and you made Fitzgerald come back. Fitzgerald's got a hurt right arm, wrist, something, and he gets up and comes over to the trainer again.
He's had everything banged up, and when you're injured, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center will get you back into the game of life with locations here in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and Wood River. Stars line up like they're going to go for it, but I can't imagine that they'll snap this ball. Let's see if they're just trying to draw them off sides. Up their own 47, they're going for it. Clinch, same play, wants to go deep. He's got a man, and it is caught inside the 30. The diving catch at the 27-yard line by Brian Hoosman. The Stars roll the dice, and they come up with a winner.
Well, David Squires goes back and pats his quarterback on the head, but Clinch knows if he hits him just a little bit more on that pass, Hoosman walks into the end zone, Doug. He had to come back to get that football, and luckily he got his arms underneath it.
30 yards on the play. First and 10 Stars at the Crofton 27. A minute 15 and counting to go here in the third quarter. 14-7 Warriors. Empty backfield again. Five wideouts. Clinch just throws it out front here. Complete into the hands of Connor Strike. And he will dive forward across the 25 to the 22-yard line. Gain of five on the play.
The strike was just blasted over there.
And he is still down, although setting up. Is he cramped, Tony, or did he get blasted?
He got hammered. It was Hoffman leading the charge. He's going to get up slowly. I think when they blow the whistle to stop it for him, he's got to come out of the ball game, and he will here.
And that's one thing the Stars usually have plenty of, guys that can play wing back or split end. We'll say it's a gain of five, second down and five to go at the 22-yard line. And some movement for Crofton. And Kearney Catholic didn't have who they wanted in there, so they're going to call a timeout. Each team will have two remaining. With 46 seconds to go, third quarter, it is still Crofton 14, Kearney Catholic 7. You're listening to the state football playoffs on Classic Hits, brought to you in part by Five Points Bank in Hastings, locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service and a strong commitment to area youth.
Car insurance isn't about the car, it's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
A lot of things going on in the world of sports. Congratulations to Jenna Rose, named the Division II National Volleyball Player of the Week today as the Lopers get ready to host Regis tonight, 7 o'clock at the Health and Sports Center. We head to Minden for the Whippets and Gothenburg. Randy Bushcutter will get us started there with the kickoff at 6 o'clock. Right here, it is second and five Stars at the 22-yard line of Crofton, 46 seconds to go, third quarter. 14-7 Crofton, out of the Stars timeout, clinch, empty backfield again, trips left, twins right, long count, looks him over, three-step drop, now decides he wants to run, and he cuts it up inside and goes to the 20-yard line, where he is tackled by Nathan Hoffman, a very minimal gain. It'll be third down and four, and we can always see more up here, Tony, but clinch looked like he was headed to the outside where there were no white jerseys, and instead cut it up inside, reading his block, and Hoffman came off the block and made the tackle.
Hoffman's come off a lot of blocks today. He's all over the place. He is a monster out there.
Third down and four could be the final play here of the third quarter of play, unless it's an incomplete pass. Lease wide right. Conley's over there to the right. Pacheco to the right. And they will send Colling way left. Clinch back to pass, looking, throwing to the end zone, one-on-one, going up, Hoosman makes the catch, touchdown, Stars! He just elevated over the defensive back, and it's a one-point game over the top of Austin Wookman.
Well, Wookman's got the inside position, but he's back on his heels, and Hoosman goes right up over the top and just plucks it away from him.
The Stars, an extra point away from tying the ball game on the final play of the third quarter. He was not open by any means, Tony, but Hoosman, who continues to play great football, goes up and takes it away. And now Keegan Fitzgerald to attempt the extra point out of the hole of Anthony Pacheco. Here is the snap, placement down, the kick is away, and the kick is good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play in the C2 State quarterfinals at Miles Field. Kearney Catholic 14, Crofton 14 on Classic Hits.
Five Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
All new ball game, Tony. It's the fourth quarter. Kearney Catholic will kick it off. They'll have the wind at their back. And Crofton has Tom Pites.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We'll see if Kearney Catholic, obviously they're going to try and kick this thing down the field with the wind at their back. They're going to try and kick it away from Pites. So actually, Crofton's got everybody up here within about 10 yards of where the receivers can field the football.
They're trying to make Kearney Catholic kick it deep, so I think they will. And Stars are short a man out there, so Colling runs out on the field. You're listening to the state football playoffs on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Along with our producer, engineer Stacy Johns and Tony Davis, I'm Doug Duda here at Miles Field, the C2 State Quarterfinals. The fourth quarter begins tied at 14, and Fitzgerald will pooch it away again, and this could go out of bounds, but it's covered at the 33-yard line. Crofton caught it for some reason. I'm very interested in that strategy, Tony. You could kick it anywhere back there and make Pites go run around after it, but instead, good field position for Crofton at their own 32-yard line.
Well, he caught that, but he was out of bounds when he caught it, wasn't he? That's got to be a flag.
Well, they mark it at 32. The official was right there, Tone. So first down and 10 for Crofton. Comes down to the last 12 minutes for the rest of this season now, for the entire season for these two teams. Crofton will send two men out wide to the right, including their tight end, Callan List. And they'll send Pites in motion, trying to get him wide right, and he runs into gangrene at the 30 and is dropped for a two-yard loss. Coming back there, Alex Lease pushing through the line was John Blake. Squires was in pursuit as well. Second and 12. And, Tony, according to my numbers, that's the first negative yardage play for Tom Pites today.
Well, once again, Doug, Alex Lease gets credited with the tackle, but it was a defensive line bailing him out into the backfield, and it was John Blake.
So second down and 12. This is something Coach Colling has preached in almost every pregame interview about. They're not worrying who does what as long as it gets done. Three wideouts this time. Crofton very late breaking the huddle.
Well, they're working on helmets,
oh,
and they
okay.
got tape out there, and we got scissors and pliers, and there might be a...
As soon as the welder gets out of there, we're in trouble. Second and 12 here at their own 30 for Crofton. Knotted up at 14, first minute of the fourth quarter. Jansen on a draw play. He's going to hand it off, and the Stars are not fooled. Pites keeps the legs turning, but only gets a couple out to the 32, and it'll be third down and 10. So lost two, got them back. They have no confidence in their passing game, Tony.
No, and here you start to see a little bit of a, not a little bit, a big momentum shift. Kearney Catholic now jumping around, showing the lack of emotion they had to start the third quarter, and now they've got the emotion going for them right now.
14-14 with under 11 minutes and counting to go in the ball game. Crofton will split Kleinschmidt out wide to the left. They actually put Pites into the slot left. Send a man in motion, and Jansen is back to pass. Has time, throws it out here in the flat, and it is incomplete. Hoosman on the coverage, and it was underthrown to Pites. And a fourth down, and most likely the second punt attempt of the ball game for the Warriors.
Well, Crofton's looking for a flag over here, but both guys were diving at the football.
Well, that's one thing that we have not seen but once in the second half after some weird ones in the first half is a penalty flag. So fourth down now, and Dakota Miller to punt it away. Fourth and 10, Crofton at their own 32-yard line. Fitzgerald, the lone man, back deep. Collings back there off to the side. And the high, high hanging punt, a fair catch called for at the 36-yard line. I think in his head he just said, that's so high, I better call fair catch. Actually would have had time to take off, but it is a 32-yard punt, and the Stars have decent starting field position.
Yeah, I think he thought the pursuit was going to be a lot better than it was because, of course, he's been hit so much today. He probably just said, you know what, let's go, guys. Let's start from here.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors and to Rick Petrie, the athletic director here, and all the fine folks at Kearney Catholic for their hospitality. 10:33 to go in the game. Kearney Catholic and Crofton are tied at 14. Stars will take over. First and 10 at their own 36-yard line. Pacheco 8 yards deep in the backfield with Clinch under the center. He'll send Colling in motion, trips to the right side, swing it down the sideline here to Colling. Caught, makes a man miss, 40, runs over a man, 45, out to the 48-yard line, should be right at the first down marker enough to move him.
Boy, he just unloaded on Wookman.
And over here, Wookman is trying to get a holding call against the Kearney Catholic wingback, and now Colling can't get up. After he ran over a man, there's been so many. That's a cramp, though, so that's what the story will be. Are they going to bring the chains out for a measurement while this is going on? Yes, they will. 10-12 to go here in the fourth quarter, tied at 14. Don't forget, immediately following our game, Minden-Gothenburg from Cooper Field in Minden. As they stretch the chains, Kearney Catholic will have the first down. Also, just getting underway on ESPN 1460 and 1550, Kennesaw has just kicked off against Garden County. At 6 o'clock on the Breeze 94.5 FM, Giltner at Howells, pregame at 5:30. St. Cecilia will be hosting North Platte St. Pat's on 1230 KHAS and all those games on PlatteRiverPreps.com. So Kearney Catholic gets the first down with 10 minutes to go here in the ball game. At their own 47, swing it down the line of scrimmage. Caught, juggled by Fitzgerald. Now he takes off into Crofton territory. Across the 45, sprints towards the pylon again to the sideline marker. And he's right at that first down marker.
I'm sure that Warriors feel like, where is all this speed? Every time we look around here, somebody else is doing it. We've knocked this kid out of the ball game 7 times, and he just keeps coming back.
And again, they have to measure. Arno, they're going to not measure. They indicated it. Now they say it's just a 9-yard gain. So second down and one here for Kearney Catholic. Ball at the Crofton 44-yard line. Out of the shotgun, Clinch looks right, thinking about going deep. Throws it out here into coverage, and Hoosman has to knock that one away. Good coverage out there again by Austin Wookman. And it'll be third down and one.
Well, he lost the battle down on the goal line, but he won that battle. Good coverage by Wookman.
Dangerous pass to throw there by Clinch. That's the one thing the Stars don't want to do is make a mistake. Neither team wants to make a mistake. Clinch hobbling back to the huddle here.
A lot of people hobbling out there.
And a physical game for the winner next week, St. Cecilia or St. Pat's. Clinch under center, third and one. They'll send Fitzgerald in motion. They will give it to him on the end around. He's got the first down and steps out of bounds inside the 40-yard line at the 39. A gain of 4 on the play. Move the chains again for Kearney Catholic. Fitzgerald is actually the leading rusher for the Stars today. 5 carries, 54 yards.
Yeah, you start to see some a little uncertainty on the defensive line. Some people in white jerseys starting to talk to one another saying, what's going on? Let's go, guys.
Kearney Catholic tied the ball game on the final play of the third quarter. A 21-yard touchdown pass from Abe Clinch to Brian Hoosman, who made a very athletic play to get up and take it away from Austin Wookman. First down and 10 at the 39-yard line of Crofton. 14 all, 9:45 to go. Colling in motion. It's going to be another end around, and this one does not work. He is swallowed up at the 43. Pites not blocked well enough on that one. Just too strong. Stars have been going to that play as their bread and butter here in the second half. The stretch play, send the man in motion, hand it to him. It's been Fitzgerald and Colling, and Fitzgerald has had the better of it so far. A loss of 3.
Yeah, there were 3 guys. If Pites doesn't step up and make that tackle, then there's 2 other guys waiting for him as well there. So that little missed assignment there. Somebody didn't get on the edge and block.
Earlier in the ball game, they handed it off to Fitzgerald, and he pulled up and overthrew Brian Hoosman. Will they do it again? Stars now have it second down and 13 at the 42-yard line. Twins to the right, and we've got a delay of game. Kearney Catholic didn't get out of the huddle quick enough, and they're backing up. It'll be second down and 17.
Well, the tempo and the pace that Kearney Catholic likes to run, that's something they haven't done too much this year, is not get up to the line of scrimmage, and that's a killer penalty here.
Now, anytime you're running a play, I always say that's a play that they must not be familiar with or call that much. They were trying to get it on their wristband. They didn't, and they got out of the huddle late. So now second and 17. Kearney Catholic at the Crofton 47-yard line. Knotted at 14. Pacheco in the backfield. Clinch under center. Here comes pressure. They fake the handoff. It's a reverse. Going around the left side, Fitzgerald, 45. 40, reads his block, 35, 30, left sideline, 25, 20, down to the 15, he'll be knocked out of bounds at the 10-yard line, Keegan Fitzgerald for 37.
Now there's an injured star down, I think that's David Burke, can't go over there, number 63, he was throwing a block over there, and he
gets up though. 91 yards rushing for Keegan Fitzgerald, and it's first and goal. Kearney Catholic right on the 10-yard line with 8:44 to go in the game.
Well, the pressure on that made Fitzgerald belly about 15 yards into the backfield, Doug. And then they had the wall was set up pretty good, but it was so late getting there, you didn't think that play to ever develop.
Yeah, either 2 yards or a big play, and he stuck with it. You had a key block out here at the 35 that sprung him for the rest of the run. Pacheco, 8 yards deep in the backfield. Twins right, slot left. They'll hand it to Pacheco up the middle, and there is just absolutely nothing there. He was hit as he touched it and then tackled by Nathan Hoffman. Second and goal at the 10.
Well, you know, and guess who up there? Number 75 himself and Nathan Hoffman.
Again, Pacheco, 10 carries, 16 yards in the first half, 3 carries, 1 yard in the second half. Kearney Catholic wants to get into that end zone, but they've also got a decent field goal kicker in Fitzgerald. Clock continues to run, 8:10 to go in this state quarterfinal game. Fitzgerald and Colling left, Strite and Hoosman right. Pacheco in the backfield, clinch under center, two-step drop, throws the slant to Hoosman, and he can't hang on at the goal line. A tad low, but usually one that Hoosman's going to catch. It's cold out there, 30 degrees. The wind is not blowing that much, but it's third down and 10.
Yeah, Hoosman tried to make a diving attempt, just couldn't come up with a football there.
So now it's third down. And if you're Kearney Catholic, you want to get it all right here. You don't want to have to make a decision on fourth down from the 1 to the 2-yard line. Connor Strite out left, trips to the right side. Hoosman, along with Fitzgerald and Colling, out of the shotgun clinch. They blitz him. He throws over the middle, and it should have been intercepted right into the belly of the linebacker for Crofton. And that was Logan Schieffer right between the 2 and the 1.
Yeah, that's, you know what, if you're Crofton, you're thinking, what a huge opportunity. Now if you're the Stars, saying, let's go knock this field goal through and take our first lead of the game.
This will be a 27-yard field goal attempt, nearly straight on here, for Keegan Fitzgerald to give the Stars the lead with 7:55 to go. Pacheco the holder. The snap good, the placement down, the kick is away, has plenty of leg, the kick is good. And with 7:50 to go in the C2 state quarterfinal contest, Kearney Catholic takes their first lead. It's the Stars 17, the Crofton Warriors 14, and we're back after this timeout on Classic Hits.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service savings and selection.
You're listening to the state football playoffs on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Brought to you in part by Misco Sports in Kearney, downtown on the Bricks, where all volleyball and football apparel and equipment now 30% off. Tony, pretty exciting.
It is pretty exciting right here, and this is something that Crofton does not do it ever, play from behind.
Don't forget, after the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show, and then Minden Gothenburg as Fitzgerald gets ready to kick it off. They pooched all of them. They pooched this one to the 22-yard line on the near sideline, to the 25, to the 30, and pushed out of bounds right around the 32-yard line is Evan Wolfman. And that's about every time the spot that they have started, Tony, when Kearney Catholic has went with the pooch kick. Both teams have two timeouts remaining. Through the air, Crofton has completed one pass today, one of five for 12 yards and a pick for quarterback Alex Jansen. Tony Hoffman and the Warrior fans hoping that Tom Pites, the leading rusher in C, can bust a big one. They are going to try and spread the stars out. Twins to the right side. Pites still in the slot on first and 10 at the 32. They send him in motion. They go with a handoff up the middle to Jansen, and he gets about a yard out to the 33-yard line.
Yeah, that's number 72, John Blake, getting in on the tackle again. Boy, doing a good job up there, getting rid of that block and taking in that inside guy.
Austin Lowry pretty fired up as well. Second down and 9 at the 33. Crofton at their own 33. Go back to the double wing. Crofton has had a close game this year. Opening night, they won by 22. Toss sweep right side, Pites. He uses a little extra strength to come across the 35 into the 37-yard line. But it'll be third down and 5 for the Warriors with 7 minutes and counting.
Just a bull, though, Doug. He was stood up for literally about a yard, maybe a yard and a half, and then just another surge there.
This is the gang tackling that Coach Colling was talking about on our pregame. Huge play here, as all of them are. Third down and 5 for Crofton at their own 38-yard line. Back in the double wing, Pites in motion, inside handoff. They give it to Jansen, lowers his helmet, comes across the 40. He will be short of the first down, but it's fourth and 1, and boy, he put that head down real low, Tony. One of those where you wanted to make sure nobody was injured, as he is going to bring it for a 4-yard gain. And fourth and 1, when they're actually going to bring the chains out here, maybe just to see how close it is.
Nothing wrong with that, but I'm with you. I think he's a good half yard, isn't he?
And if it is fourth and short, I'm guessing Crofton will go for it. You're not going to have this many opportunities. You don't want to give the ball away to the Stars in this situation. But first, we have to see if they're moving the chains. And he will be short by the length of the football. So Tony Hoffman has to make a decision. Fourth and 1 at his own 41-yard line. Does he punt it away, or does he go for it right here?
There's no decision to be made when you get a rusher like Pikes. You turn and hand the ball to him.
The Kearney Catholic fans trying to make as much noise as they can here at Miles Field on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, as the Warriors run up to the line of scrimmage. Unbalanced eye, Jansen takes the snap, hands it Pikes, right side, first down, Warriors. Might have even stepped on the back of a Star to get over the pile and out to the 44-yard line. A gain of 3 and another first down for Crofton. 138 yards unofficially for Pites in this football game. And if the Stars are going to win, they're going to have to hold them under that 190, Tony, because they've got 56 more yards to go.
You're right. No, but that's not a real tough play call there for Coach Hoffman.
First and 10. Coming to the right side, Kleinschmidt staying out of the double wing. Send Jansen in motion. They give it to him. Follows his center, and he'll come over the 45 to the 46 and be pushed back there. Sometimes it's even hard for the side judge to see where he's at. You can look at the two here. They're about a half yard apart. Going to be a short gain, about 2.5. It'll be second down and 8.
Boy, the linemen continue. They get up slower and slower every play, it seems like. Both teams. That's just not on Kearney Catholic right now.
Try and get you a few more scores here before we go off the air, including an update on the Kennesaw-Garden County game. 17-14, Kearney Catholic. 5:10 to go. Crofton has it. Second and 8 at their own 46. They'll send List in motion. Jansen hands it off Pites. Hit behind the line of scrimmage, but does manage to get back to the line. And fired up on the play is Squires. 3rd and 8.
Well, Squires is fired up. He certainly slowed down Pice, but that was a prime opportunity. If he could latch on to him, that's 2 yards back the other way. It's 3rd and 10.
And now with where the clock is, 4:45 and counting, Crofton is going to have to continue to go for it no matter what the fourth down scenario, if there is a fourth down. At the half, Sergeant 52-13 over Medicine Valley. South Loop and Elgin scoreless after one. Third and eight at their 46. Out of the double wing. Send Kleinschmidt in motion, and now they call timeout. They didn't get Kearney Catholic to jump. And a timeout by Crofton. They will have one remaining. 4:23 to go in this C2 state quarterfinal. Kearney Catholic 17, Crofton 14. Only the best high school sports is right here on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And eight, Crofton at the 46. Jansen, draw a play, breaking one tackle but not getting anything. They keep trying to fool the Stars, Tony, and they're not able to do it as Tom Pites got a half a yard. It'll be fourth down and seven.
Well, it's tough to fool them when they know you're not going to throw the football. You can't throw the football in one-dimensional.
And we've talked about it time and time. Tony, 22 points has been their closest game. Practice throwing the ball when you're up 28 points. But this is good for Kearney Catholic. Jansen over at the sidelines. I think they're going to end up burning their final time out here. Because he's over there for a long time. He's hobbling back to the huddle here. The clock continues to run.
He just did.
And there is the timeout. And that is the final timeout of the football game for Crofton. With 3:41 to go in the game. It's Kearney Catholic 17, Crofton 14. We'll be right back.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow. Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Another score on the Valentino's hotline. Creighton has scored first for an 8-0 lead over Bruning Davenport. Shickley at the half. Sargent leads Med Valley 52-13. South Loop and Elgin were scoreless in the first. Kennesaw currently playing Garden County on ESPN 1460 and 1550. After our game, we'll send it to Minden for the Whippets and Gothenburg. A 6 o'clock kickoff. Here could be the season for Crofton. 4th and 7 at their own 47. One man split out wide to the right. Out of the double wing. Back to passes, Jansen, looking right the whole way, throws as far as he can, one-on-one, and it's intercepted by Tyson Culling. First and 10 Stars at the 16-yard line. They wanted to get Kleinschmidt one-on-one, the taller receiver, Tony, and try a jump ball, but Culling boxed him out, went up and picked the ball off, the fourth turnover for Crofton.
I know you're the defensive back. You're trained to go and get that ball. You got to bat that thing down, Doug. That's a huge, huge deal for Crofton if they're able to hold Kearney Catholic here 3 and out.
You are correct, Tony. But Colley has 2 picks, both on 4th down. Stars need a 1st down here because Crofton is out of timeouts. They have not been successful running the ball up the middle. They have to stay in bounds, let that clock run. They're such a good passing team, but I know that they probably don't want to take a chance putting the ball in the air. 3:34 to go. 1st and 10 at their own 16. Stars up 17-14. Fitzgerald in motion, and we have got whistles.
Delay of game.
And Kearney Catholic with a delay of game. You do not want to put yourself in a situation back inside your 10-yard line, and that's where the Stars are headed. It'll be 1st and 15. At the 11.
Oh.
17-14, Kearney Catholic. They're 3:33 away from the biggest win maybe in school history. and advancing on to their first ever state semifinal. They'll put Clinch under center. Abe calls the count. Sends a man in motion, Fitzgerald, from left to right. Toss play to him around the left side. Tries to cut back, slips, gets over the 10 and back to about the 12 or 13. That's going to be it, but he stays in bound. The clock will run. It'll be under 3 minutes before the Stars have to take another snap. But take care of it if you can. A first down here virtually ends the ball game for Kearney Catholic. It's going to be a short gain on the play. We'll call it second down and 14. Of course, there was the five-yard penalty. 3 minutes to go. 17-14, Kearney Catholic. A 27-yard Keegan Fitzgerald field goal after a 37-yard run set it up. Trying to get things going defensively. Crofton, Clinch under center. Hard count. Send Colling in motion. Toss sweep right side for Colling. Trying to get outside. He's deep in the backfield. Gets back to the 9-yard line and really waited for all of his blocks to be taken, but he's going to lose yardage on the play there. And it'll be third down. And the ball at the 9, they need to get out to the 26-yard line. So we'll say it's 17, third and 17 after a loss of 3.
Now, Callan List flies through there, and Alex Lowe just got blasted. He's going to come out of the ball game now.
Again, Crofton is out of timeouts. 2:10 and counting. Third and 17 for Kearney Catholic, back at their own 9-yard line. Out of the shotgun is Abe Clinch. Clinch just going to hand it off to Pacheco, to the 10, to the 15, breaks a man 20, and he's going to be short of the first down. Big run out to the 23. And that would have been good if it would have been third and 14, but it was third and 17. And again, Crofton can't stop the clock. A minute 45. It's going to be fourth down and 3, a gain of 14, the biggest gain of the day for Anthony Pacheco. But now it's up to Connor Strite to get that ball punted out of there. And remember, there's already been a block punt here today by Crofton. And Pites will stand back at his 42. Let's see if Kearney Catholic uses a timeout here once this clock gets down inside 5 seconds. Nope, they'll snap it a little low, but he has it. Here comes the rush. The kick is high, a nice spiraling kick, driving Pites all the way back to the 31-yard line. Up the right side, Colling hits him. He spins off to the 35, pushed out of bounds at around the 40-yard line.
Tom Connolly right there making sure Pites went no further. What a great punt.
46-yard punt. And Crofton now, who has one completed pass of the football game, will start first and 10 at the 40-yard line. With a minute 7 to go and no timeouts, Kearney Catholic 17, Crofton 14. The Stars need the one more stop, Tony.
Yeah, they do. They need a play. You got to think, though, they got to throw the football now with only a minute 7 left, and they're not very good at throwing the football.
Stars have to win a couple more jump balls as they go to a shotgun and have Pites out here. Twins to the left, 4 wide. Jansen from his 40, snap a little wide, throw it out here into the flat, complete to Pites, but he is going to be brought down at the line of scrimmage and then fumbles the ball out of bounds, but the official says no, the clock continues to run. The clock continues to run, 53, 52, no gain on the play, second down and 10.
They don't know what to do right now. Pites absolutely just walking as slowly as possible back to
trying to hurry things up. They get set, and a timeout called by Kearney Catholic. Dave Colling sprinting down the sidelines to call a timeout, because really what all they tried to do, and they just did it on that snap, they're trying to run an illegal pick, if you want to call it illegal. They're doing it as good as they can without being illegal. They're trying to set the Twins out and then have the inside man block so that the outside guy can get around two defenders and maybe get a big play. But the Stars call the timeout, Tony.
Well, obviously the excitement here today to get things started. This is quarterfinal playoff action. Stars send themselves behind, and then got the lead at the field goal here late, and see if they can hold on. 38 seconds remains.
You're listening to the C2 State Quarterfinals on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, Gothenburg, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The state playoffs brought to you in part by Five Points Bank in Hastings. The better bank. 38 seconds to go. Kearney Catholic 17, Crofton 14. The Warriors have it second and 10 at their own 40-yard line, 60 yards away. And they don't have a kicker either. They've missed both of their extra points. They got to 14 on a safety. Out of the shotgun, Alex Jansen. Cross back, looks right, has time. He's set. He's set at the 32 by Alex Lease. And the clock continues to run because Crofton has no timeouts. A loss of 8 on the play. And they will spike the ball to bring up fourth down, Tony, with 23 seconds to go. The ball at the 31-yard line. The second sack of the ball game by the Stars. Alex Lease got to him with some help.
Well, Alex Lease was held originally, got off that hold.
Now, there was no flag, and you could hear the rest of the press box yelling for the hold. Well, this has to be the play that they have to convert. It is fourth down and 19 for Crofton at their own 31. They have to get into Kearney Catholic territory. With 23 seconds to go, the Stars up 17-14. Send a man in motion, Jansen trips to the left side. Alex Jansen back to pass, under pressure, hit, sack. Kearney Catholic wins. Kearney Catholic with the win on the sack by Alex Lease. The Stars will make their first ever trip to the state semifinals.
Too much pressure there for the Stars, and they're fired up down there. There's hugs all the way around. Boy, what Alex Lease flies through there.
A monumental win for Kearney Catholic football. They have to kneel on it once. 14 seconds to go at the Crofton 26-yard line. The Stars shut out the powerful Warrior offense in the second half, trailing 14-7 at the half. Getting in the victory formation. Lease looks over everything, or excuse me, a clinch looks over everything, takes the ball, takes the knee, and the clock begins to wind down here at Miles Field. And the Stars celebrating the biggest win in school history. Triple zeros on the clock. The final game of the year here at Miles Field. Kearney Catholic 17. Crofton 14. No matter what, the Stars are on the road. Next Tuesday night, either at North Platte St. Pat's or beautiful Duncan Field to take on Hastings St. Cecilia. And I think I know who the Stars want to play.
Oh, there's no doubt. The road to the state finals goes through St. Cecilia. And the Stars felt they were in that ball game, the first game of the year. And they won them again. And you know who else is on the road? Us shortly.
Yeah, we are going to have a quick Misco Sports postgame show, and then we will swing it over to the pregame for Minden and Gothenburg from Cooper Field. You are listening to High School Football on Classic Hits, and we're back after this one-minute timeout.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
ProTeam Design is the name you need to know for quality screen printing and embroidery, plus experienced and friendly service. No matter what the sport, special occasion, or business need, the staff at ProTeam Design can help you by providing unique and creative designs, your favorite brands like Adidas, Mizuno, Nike, and Wilson, and our specialty on-time order delivery. No job is too big or too small, so call us today for a free price quote. ProTeam Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play with all football and volleyball equipment and apparel now 30% off at Misco Sports. Open late night Thursdays till 8. Anthony Pacheco, 14 carries, 31 yards, and a touchdown. Keegan Fitzgerald, 7 carries, 92 yards, including a 37-yarder that set up the game-winning field goal. Colton Dorr, 1 carry, 2 yards. Tyson Colling, 6 carries, negative 3. And Abe Clinch, sacked once, 4 carries for no yards in this football game. 32 rushing attempts on my quick math here for 122 yards. And on the air, Clinch. Clinch was 8 of 14 with a pick and 88 yards in the first half. In the second half, Abe Clinch, 6 of 10 with a touchdown for 81 yards. So 14 of 24, one pick, one touchdown pass, a 21-yarder to Brian Hoosman for 169 through the air, 122 on the ground, 291 yards and 15 first downs for Kearney Catholic. And after having 6 penalties for 65 yards in the first half, 2 delay a game penalties for 10 yards in the second half, 8 for 75, 3 punts and 1 block. They had 1 turnover in the ball game. Their scoring for the Stars was the 2-yard run by Anthony Pacheco, 21-yard pass from Abe Clinch to Brian Hoosman, and the 27-yard field goal, Tony, by Keegan Fitzgerald. So many great players out there, but Fitzgerald, he's something. Hoosman is something. Clinch, not making the mistakes that he was at the beginning of the year, managed a great football game today, and the Stars win 17-14.
Well, they battled. That's about all you can say about this game. They just stayed after it, stayed there, you know, kept their game plan, regrouped after half. Things weren't going their way. They came out, and the field goal was huge. They got it down the middle, and good for them.
Quickly for Crofton, I had Tom Pites with 28 carries, 138 yards, and both touchdowns. Logan Schieffer, one carry for 10 yards, 9 carries for 32 yards for Justin Jansen, and Alex Jansen was sacked 3 times, 5 carries for negative 7 yards. 38 and 5 would be 43 rushing attempts in this football game today for 163 yards, 10 first downs through the air. Jansen completed 2 of 6 passes for 12 yards and 1 interception, so 175 yards. And, Tony, only 40 of that in the second half.
Yeah, you know, it's just amazing. Pike's such a big part of this team, and he's a great player, but you got to be able to throw the ball, too. When it came crunch time, they couldn't do it.
Congratulations to Rashawn Harvey, Mike Pacheco, all the assistant coaches, and head coach Dave Colling as they win it 17-14. 4 turnovers for Crofton, but 3 of them were on fourth down here this evening. They punted it twice for an average of 33 yards, 4 penalties for 25 yards. Kearney Catholic will be on the road Tuesday, either at North Platte St. Pat's or at Hastings St. Cecilia, and of course, we'll have that game for you here. Right now, though, we're getting ready for Minden and Gothenburg. Congratulations to the Stars, Daddy. Let's move.
Yeah, let's go see some more great football. We're new in Minden and Gothenburg. We'll see you shortly.
You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, where they are rooting on Kearney Catholic and Kearney High. And don't forget State Volleyball coming up Thursday as well. Stars Norfolk Catholic on ESPN at 12:30. For our producer-engineer Stacy Johns and Tony Davis, I'm Doug Duda from Miles Field, where Kearney Catholic has beaten Crofton 17-14. Stay with us. Minden Gothenburg is coming up next.